Lifecycle Solutions. The Sioux Falls Prater Countdown to Kickoff. Another KMIL Sports production.
And what's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron Yole football is on the air.
It's wide open. He makes the catch on the run. A strike from Capriva. And Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play. A scramble for it. And the Yeomen have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off. Justin Pratt inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line. Justin Pratt puts the Yeoman in business.
Capriba hands off to Smith. Smith going right. He's got some room. Inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Live on the ranch, Fighting Yeoman football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions. Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Mallaire's Discount Center, Buckholz State Bank in Cameron, Buckholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. By Rockin' Our Bail Bonds. Citizens National Bank. Marek Burns Liberal Funeral Home. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds. And by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
And good evening from Lexington, Texas. This is Cameron Yeoman football here on 105.1 The Ranch as the Cameron Yeoman try to even their season record with a matchup against the Lexington Eagles. It is going to be a beautiful night for football here in Lexington. The storms were heavy at times on the way over from Cameron, but no rainfall here in Lexington. The field is in great condition. And a light southerly breeze is going to keep things a bit cool until the sun goes down. Well, the Cameron Yeoman come into this one after a disappointing loss, Coach, last week. Not so much in the fact that they lost, but I guess how many points were allowed, the big flag right there.
Well, I think you're going to see an entirely different Cameron Yeoman football team take the field tonight. I'm hoping anyhow, because last week, they came out and played the first quarter like they were in a fog. Nobody on the defensive line was moving. None of the linemen were moving. They weren't keeping anybody off the linebackers. They were blocking our linebackers and leaving our safeties and corners out there on an island by themselves. And with the speed that Connolly has, you can't do that. So I'm sure we've had a lot of tackling practice. I'm sure we've gone over a lot of techniques. Maybe even change some positions. I don't know that, but I guarantee you, you're going to see a different football team tonight than you saw last week.
Well, and you know, just in respect of Waco Connolly, the Yeoman only dropped 3 notches in the polls because of that, and that's simply a testament to the talent and quality of team Waco Connolly is. They are a state-ranked Class 4A team, and probably, Coach, I compared them to having the most talent that we have seen on an opponent since maybe the 2010 Dangerfield game.
Possibly. They had a good-looking bunch, and I guarantee you they've got several guys who are swift.
Yeah, and I think 2 or 3 of those are D1 commits already. Well, we'll take a quick break. We've got a comment from Coach Rick Rhodes about that loss last week and his thoughts about it. We've also got a scouting report on the Lexington Eagles, all coming up when our pregame show continues right after this.
If you've got a painting project coming up for the fall, get the tools you need at Anderley Lumber Company, like a Paintmaster Economy 3-piece tray set for just $5.99. The set includes a nap cover, metal tray, and roller frame. Get yours while supplies last during September at Anderley Lumber Company. For everything else you need for that painting project, inside or out, they'll have the answers at Anderley Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
We are back here on our pregame show as the Cameron Yeoman and Lexington Eagles get it on here tonight in about 10 or 15 more minutes. Our pregame festivities going on here at the stadium. Coach, we talked to Coach Rhodes this morning. He talked about one of the factors of this or characteristics of this Cameron Yeoman football team this year, and it's the youth.
Well, I think we did open a little sluggish, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with the youth on our football team. A lot of these guys played their very first varsity football game last Friday night over in Waco, and, you know, because of that, I think we were a little bit slow, and you can't do that against a good football team like Conley. You got to come out ready to go from the very beginning, and after we, you know, after we got going, I thought we made a game of it, you know, but you're right, we were a little sluggish at the start.
Wraps it up pretty well.
Yes, sir.
But Coach, yeah, they were youth. They were sluggish. It was a first time for a varsity action. There's a pretty good step in the quickness of the game between the sub varsity level and this level.
Well, it is. Everything just happens so much faster and so much quicker. And people in the varsity level can make changes from the sideline while their coaches and they got guys up in the press box that are looking down on the field and seeing what you're not doing. So it's all a different world, and if you're not ready to go, if you're not ready to think quick, you're going to get left behind.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to the Lexington Eagles, our opponent here tonight, as Lexington comes off of a big loss to TIG last week. I think that score was like 77-33. And before Lexington even ran one offensive play, they were down 21-0. That's pretty hard to do.
Yes, it is.
But Tig took the opening kickoff and scored, picked up an onside kick and scored, and then kicked one of those high pooch kicks and recovered it and scored. It was 21-0 before Lexington even had an offensive play in the books. But we talked to Coach Rhodes this morning about, first of all, Lexington's offense.
They're very similar to ours, very, very similar to ours. You'll see a lot of, you know, not a lot of tight end. You'll see a lot of 2x2 formation, a lot of 3x1. They kind of spread you out, you know, to try to get you to go out with them so that they can, you know, run the ball. And like I said, you know, they've got two good running backs. But the guy that can really run the ball is that quarterback. He's really, really effective.
So apparently the Yeoman have their number one chore is to stop the quarterback. He is their go-to guy.
Well, that's – and in most spread offenses, that's the guy you've got to take care of. You're lucky in this classification if you've got one that can run and throw both, and evidently they do, because usually they just have a running back or a good throwing. But the Cameron Yeoman will definitely have to read their keys tonight and keep that guy contained.
And moving on to the Lexington defense, we talked to Coach Rhodes, and he gave us a scouting report on that.
You know, basically they're a four-man front. They'll have two defensive tackles and two defensive ends. And then after that, you're going to see a lot of things from their linebackers. I mean, the thing that's kind of consistent with them is that they're, you know, not probably about – 85-90% of the time they're going to bring six people, so they're going to bring two of their three linebackers every time, and a lot of different front, you know, they just do a lot of different things with their linebackers that really make it critical for our offensive line to communicate and you know, execute tonight. But it's going to be a good test for us. They're very pressure oriented defense. You know, defense are going to put pressure on you, and when you play somebody like that, you know, there's going to be times that they make plays, but they're also going to give up big plays.
Right, there you go with the scouting report on the Lexington Eagles. We'll be back with more. Still got the national anthem, our starting lineups, and opening kickoff all still to come in the next few minutes right here on our pregame show. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
Standards Home Health and Hospice knows that it can be difficult to make the decisions to receive in-home health care for yourself or a loved one. But when home health or hospice care is needed, know that the caring nurses and staff of Standards Home Health will be there for you. From in-home consultations to hospice care, their goal is to provide personalized service with care from the heart. Make the call today to Standards Home Health and Hospice, 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
If you're too busy to shop for your next pre-owned car or truck, let McElrath Motors do all the work for you. You can trust McElrath Motors to find you the vehicle that's right for you and at a savings over other dealers. Auto check and a complete inspection of the vehicle will be made before they purchase it, as well as a personal bumper-to-bumper inspection. If they wouldn't buy it for their family, they don't buy it. Contact McElrath Motors in Cameron at 254-697-4655 and always online at McElrathMotors.com.
Welcome back to Lexington, Texas. A beautiful football Friday evening in Lexington as the sun begins to set. Kind of to our back and to the right, this field will lie more or less east and west here. And the winds are, I can't see a flag, but they feel like they're almost in our face, which would be blowing across the field.
That's correct.
You might get a little more advantage if you're moving from east to west than you would be from west to east, but pretty much a crosswind here tonight. We've got our national anthem coming up, as well as our coin toss live from midfield, and we'll take a look at our starting lineups after that, all coming up here on the pregame show. Coach, keys to putting a win in the win column.
Well, first of all, they've got to play defense and do some tackling. Only gave up 130 yards passing, but 602 on the ground. That's a season's worth right there. They've got to play. They've got to make Lexington throw the football. And then on offense, they've just got to keep doing what they're doing because they're going to be going against a man-for-man secondary. And we burnt that thing last week time and again. So I think the offense is going to be fine. We need to get a running game going. And, of course, that'll depend on that on those front five. But the main thing is just don't give up any cheap stuff. Don't turn the ball over and give them anything easy.
Well, the Cameron Yeomen making their way onto the field. Again tonight, they will be dressed as they were last week with white on white, maroon trim. They've got the double stripes down the legs and double stripes on the sleeves with maroon numbers and a white helmet. And for the Lexington Eagles, weren't they at one time called the War Eagles?
At one time.
Yeah, I thought so. Now they're just known as the Eagles. They are green on green, kind of Baylor colors with gold trim and green hats and
gold numbers.
Yeah, and both teams huddling up about to make way through their air blown what do you call those
breakthroughs?
Well, we got two then.
Yeah,
coming out of the air blown helmet and through the breakthrough, and here come the Cameron Yeomen. Our apologies if the PA announcer is drowning us out somewhat. But, you know, last time we were here, Coach, it wasn't a good situation. I think they were renovating the press box. There was no place for us. In the 23 years we've carried the games, never have we had to set up in the end zone to call a game.
I remember I was down there behind the goalpost. You were over about the 20-yard line. You were robbed.
And there's the air horn. We hope that's the last time you hear that today.
Hopefully that's the last time we'll hear that. But you were down around the 50-yard line, and we were just communicating back and forth, and I was trying to keep stats. It was wild.
Yeah, it was. And, of course, with the wireless mic, we could only reach half the field and had really no idea what was going on in the west end zone. But so what we have here, even competing against the PA announcer, much, much better. And this breeze really, really makes it nice.
Oh, it does. Yeah. When we first got here, it was very still. The rain cloud had just left, and I was dripping wet. But this breeze makes it very tolerable.
Well, for the captains for tonight, for Lexington, it is going to be number 55, Bradley Campbell. Number 11 is Andrew Lane. Number 75 is Miles Hannigan, and number 65 is Tyler Rage. And for the Cameron Yeoman, it's going to be Ryan Cullen along with Trey Lewis. I believe that is Scott Vogelsang, and I didn't get the other one.
20, 42, 44, and...
All right, let's take it. Let's see, our coin toss live, brought to you by Mark Burns Label. We'll take it down for the coin toss.
And James, your officials tonight. Guy gave us a beautiful night to play some football. good weather, have some hard hits out here, maybe score and have a lot of fun. But have fun, we got to play by the rules. That's what our job is out here, all right? One thing I talk about every week is sportsmanship, guys. Cheap shots after plays, things we don't need. Believe it or not, we don't like to throw a flag. So as team captains, do me a favor. If you keep your players under control, pull them off before they do something stupid, we don't have to flag them. Everyone's much happier, all right? Any questions for us? All right, you're the visiting team. You get to make the coin toss call. Show you how it works. 50-cent piece, that's JFK heads on the back of the eagle tails. Tails, heads. You're going to say what you want, heads or tails, before I flip it. You repeat what he said. Make sure there's no confusion. We'll flip it. We'll let it hit the ground. See what it is. If somehow it sticks in the grass like that, we'll start over, all right? What do you want?
Tails.
What do you say?
Tails.
He called tails. Can you tell me what that is?
Heads.
It is heads. You guys have won the toss. What would you guys like to do to start the game?
Receive.
All right, they won the toss, and they chose receive. So you get to choose which direction you want to go to start the game.
We want to kick that way.
So you're going to defend the open, kick towards the clock. All right, stay shoulder-to-shoulder like you are. Now rotate, so you're going to be facing the direction you're going to be going. Make sure I got this right, guys.
All right, there you go. Our coin toss from midfield brought to you by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home. You heard that the home team, Lexington, won the toss. They elect coach to receive, which is becoming less and less common.
Yes, it is, but evidently they want it. They want that football to go against that defense they saw last week.
So the Lexington Eagles will defend the east end zone, and the Yeomen will defend the west end zone. And so when the Eagles have the ball first, they'll be moving from our right to left as we face the field. Time now for our national anthem by the Lexington Band. National anthem by the Lexington Band, and we are moments away from the opening kickoff here as the Cameron Yeoman will kick it away first. Our starting lineups tonight brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Start your lawn and garden projects with John Deere Lawn Tractor at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Coach, let's take a look at that starting lineup
for
the defense.
We're going to go. Last week we went with the defense. This week we'll go with the offense. At one receiver, Sakari Smith, number 18, a sophomore. At another wide receiver, Brandon Wilkins, a sophomore, number 45. Aaron Sims, number 14, a senior. And Jordan Wells, a sophomore, wearing number 1. The right tackle is Eric Sanchez. The right guard is Pablo Rodriguez. The center is Jesus Anastasius. Left guard is Tomas Salomon. The left tackle is Cody Eichenhorst. Quarterback is Reed Nickerson. The running back is Trayon Smith.
All right, there's your offensive starting lineup. And when the defense takes the field here in a moment, we'll kind of give you an idea of who's out there. As the Lexington Eagles will send back to receive the kickoff from Sanchez, Bertil Lara and Justin Barron. As Sanchez, no, that is not Sanchez that is teeing it up. And I need an updated roster for the Yeoman. Here? Got one? And here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line, up across the 20, hit and driving forward up to the 30 and finally down at the 31-yard line. That is a big bruising runner.
And he's going to be their number one running back.
Lachey Cooper is... Woo! The name you will hear quite often.
He's pretty stout. He's not real tall, but he is put together. Yep. We had one.
time. He was first and third from their own 31-yard line.
So the Eagles come to the line of scrimmage from their own 31-yard line. And that is Nick Dillon, the quarterback. He'll send trips wide to the right, one man to the left. He's looking, no, two to the left. And a quick flare pass out to the left side is caught and wrestled down by John Washington at the 33-yard line for a short gain of 2 yards. Second down and 8 now for the Lexington Eagles. Trips again wide to the right for Dillon, the quarterback, and he's going to keep it right up the middle. And he's stacked up but keeps those legs moving all the way to the 39-yard line. And that's going to set up third down and 2 now for the Eagles. Well, he is their main go here on this green and gold offense. Nick Dillon, the quarterback. There we go. And he'll set the offense with trips to the right. He's going to run it again. Looking, he's hit at the line, dives. He's not going to get it. He will lose about a half a yard on that carry as the Yo defense stuffed it inside, and it's fourth down.
There's just no place for them to go that time. Every gap was filled by the Cameron Yeoman, and he had no prayer of making the first down.
And that's going to send in the punting unit for the Eagles, W.E. Muth is the punter. And back to receive for the Cameron Yeoman is, I think that's Sims. He stands back at about the Yo 27-yard line. So a 3-and-out for the Yo defense in the opening possession. Rugby-style punt off, and it is a good one. It's going to hit and take a good bounce for the Eagles. All the way inside the 20 to the 16-yard line.
Well, when you put back a single safety like Cameron had, that rugby kicker is not going to kick the ball to him. He's going to run one side or the other and kick that ball away, and they got a great field position out of that punt.
51-yard punt. And setting up the Yeoman first and 10 at their own 16-yard line.
39-yard punt with no return.
So the Cameron Yeoman offense proved worthy last week. They can strike quick, and they come to the line of scrimmage, sending Sims out wide to the right. I don't have a 45 on my roster, though I believe that is going to be here's a quick pass left side, caught and out of bounds by Jordan Wells. Up around the 30, make that the 23-yard line. That's a gain of about 6 yards on the first play from scrimmage.
Remember, we told you that Lexington will be playing man for man. Right this minute, they are not pressing. They're not up close on those receivers, and so those short patterns are going to be open.
Trips come wide to the right, one man to the left, and the handoff is going to be to Smith. And he dives across the 25 to the 27, and that'll be enough for a first down.
He's upset because he got brought down on a one-on-one tackle, because if he breaks that tackle, he's off to the races. But I think you're going to see him running with the football a lot more tonight than you did last week.
I think 45 is Brandon Wilkins making his first start on the varsity. I believe that's who that is.
That is correct.
Okay, Brandon Wilkins. And he is the wide receiver to the right. There are trips wide to the left, and alone in the backfield is Nickerson on a first and 10. He pumps left and then is flushed right, throws, and it's caught on the knee at the 31. The coaches thought he scooped it. It's a short gain of about 3 yards, but it is ruled a completion.
Well, Lexington put a little pressure on Nickerson that time and forced him out of the pocket.
And that was thrown right in front of the Lexington bench, and the coach is giving that line judge an earful, saying that ball hit the ground.
To no avail.
Second down and 7 for the Yeoman. And Nickerson will do the reverse to Sims. Sims in traffic, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, but that's about it.
I'm going to tell you, Joe, they have gone to school on that, because as soon as I saw what was happening, three of these green shirts in the secondary linebackers started up there. If they run a fake off of that, there's going to be a lot of people over here on top of Sims and nobody on the other side.
Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron, 697-6464. 8-8. Twins to both sides. Nickerson drops back, looks left, throws the crawfish screen to Sims, and he just can't break free. Dives forward for about 3 yards, but it is fourth down and three, and the Yeoman will have to punt.
Lexington doing a good job of tackling in the open field right this minute. Of course, the Yeoman have not thrown deep yet, and when you stretch them, then it opens that up. But right this minute, Cameron has thrown everything short.
That is Ryan Garrison back to receive this punt from Jacob Smitherman. The ball, the line of scrimmage is the 34. High snap, but Smitherman hauls it in, boots it away, and it's going to be caught. I'm thinking that's a fair catch. He actually caught it on a knee at the 36-yard line.
Number two, Smitherman on the stop.
And so Lexington will have the ball back at their own 36-yard line. 8:26 left here in this first period of play. No score, each team with one possession thus far. Nick Dillon brings his team back out. And they will send wide to the left, Grant Peeman. One man wide to the right. Two backs, one on either side of Dillon in the backfield. And Dillon will keep it, dives forward, and he is hit hard.
Should have had a penalty because both of those running backs were moving at the same time.
That is true. But great defense there by the Yeoman. Making that stop was Alex Barra and Ryan Cullen also there to assist. A gain of a yard, second and nine for the Eagles. Twins wide to the right, pistol formation with a back to the right of Dillon, and the tailback will get the call. He is hit at the 39 and drives to the 40-yard line. Give him a couple of yards, and it's going to be third down and six now for the Eagles. The line of scrimmage is the 40. They need the 46 to keep the drive alive.
John Washington was sitting there waiting for that play.
Trips wide to the right. That is Ryan Garrison split out to the Yo sidelines. One man to the near side. That is Andrew Lane. And one back in the backfield with Dillon. Dillon dropping straight back. Looks right. Flushed out of the pocket. And he's on the run. And he is way behind the line of scrimmage. Gets back almost to the line of scrimmage. He's run out of bounds by Ryan Cullen. A loss of a yard. And it's fourth down and seven now for the Eagles. So another three and out by this Yo defense.
Well, Lexington is not near as big as Connolly and not near as fast, so that does make a difference.
That does. Sims back to receive Mutt's punt. Sims standing at about the 29-yard line. The rugby-style punter got one by him on the roll, his first punt. Had to rush this one, and he booted it right out of bounds up into the Yo stands.
The coaches decided to come after that, and they sent three people outside that end over there, and he looked up and said, uh-oh. And he tried to get it off in a hurry and couldn't.
He had to get rid of it. That actually is going to be a four-yard punt. A four-yard punt from the 39 to the 43. And the Yeoman will take over in Lexington territory.
That's one thing about that rugby-style thing. You've got to get rid of it pretty quick. You're supposed to be running and making them worry about are you going to run or punt it. But the Cameron Yeoman were coming after it, and that hurt them.
So Trayon is in the backfield with Reed. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Ball on the far hash mark as the Yeoman are moving toward the clock end zone, or from our right to left here in the first quarter. Handoff is to no. Reed Nickerson keeps it around the left side on a read play. He's inside the 30, the 25, the 20. Stiff arms out of bounds at the 17-yard line. Reed Nickerson.
Trayon Smith was a great decoy on that play. I mean, he stuck it in his belly and rode him in there, and everybody went after him. Reed was all by himself.
Pulled it out.
26 yards on that last play.
And goes 26 yards for a first and 10. That's an Anderle Lumber Company first and 10, and we are inside the Mallaires Discount Center red zone. At the 17-yard line, first and 10 for the Yeoman. Corey Smith wide to the left, trips wide to the right, and this time Smith gets it from the backfield, breaks the tackle into the secondary, and he scores.
Yes, sir. got good blocks, and as soon as I saw him see that green end zone, he was by everybody else. He can run with that football.
So the yeoman who passed it up a storm last week goes the distance in two plays after the short punt, a 26-yard run by Reed Nickerson, and then he hands off to Trayon Smith for the 17 other yards, and the yeoman are on the scoreboard. Sanchez to do the extra point as John Washington will hold. And the snap, and here is the kick. It is low, and it is good. Not pretty, but it's a point on the board. And with 6:42 left in the first period of play, the Cameron Yeoman on their second possession of the night go the distance. It's 7-0. We're back to Lexington in just a moment.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
We are back. Here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Cameron Yeoman took over at the 43-yard line after a 4-yard punt by the Lexington Eagles. Now, that came after their second 3-and-out offensive possession of the night. So from the 43-yard line, Reed Nickerson fakes the handoff to Trayon Smith, rolls around the left side for 26 yards to the 17. Very next play, he hands off to Trayon Smith for 17 yards up the middle. And the Yeoman score the extra point. Good. Two plays, 43 yards. Your scoring drive, your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive for the Yeoman. 7-0 our score as Pope tees it up, boots it away, short, hits on the ground, fielded on the second hop at the 18-yard line, and spun down at the 25-yard line is the running back, Lachey Cooper. Now, Coach, you mentioned he would be getting the ball. We haven't seen him carry the ball yet.
I know the scouting report said he was going to be their bread and butter right after the running, after the quarterback, but we haven't seen him yet.
First and 10 for the Eagles in their third possession of the first quarter. 6:37 remaining. They'll start this drive at their 25-yard line. Glad you could join us. If you're listening by way of radio or internet tonight, we appreciate you joining us for Cameron Yeoman football, week two of the 2014 season, trying to defend back-to-back state champions. Here's the snap, and it is the quarterback Dillon over the right side for about 4 yards to the 29.
Well, they're using number 20 as a blocking back right this minute. He was leading through the hole right in front of the quarterback.
It is second down and 6 for the Eagles. Out wide to the left is Grant Pennington. Pyman or Pyman. We'll have to get the correct pronunciation. Again, Dillon will keep it over the left side. Well, he's got some strong legs. He was hit at about the 34 and drives his legs up to the 36, and that'll be the very first down of the night for the Lexington Eagles.
This number 20, Cooper, is the leading blocker, and I'm going to tell you what, he took our defensive end completely out of the play, and that gave him a lot of running room. He's a pretty good hoss.
He's built to block, isn't
he? Yes, he is.
He is in the backfield to the left of Dillon as wide receivers to both sides. And Dillon will hand off to him here, and he's hit in the backfield, and we will lose a yard.
Never had a chance.
No, he didn't. He was stuffed by Jesse Valdez, who just slung him down for a 2-yard loss. And it's second down and 12 from the 35-yard line. Again, Twins go to the near side. That is Andrew Lane and Grant Pieman. One man wide to the right on a second and 12. Cooper in the backfield with Dillon. A man goes in motion from near side to far side, and Cooper will get the handoff. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage again. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage this time, but no more. And it's third and long for the Eagles.
And now and their quarterback is saying, Coach, I should have kept it. I should have kept it. He keeps trying to run that play. Let me have it.
Nose guard DeAndre Adams first to make contact with Cooper then. And it's third down and 12.
Little bit of difference in last week's defense and this week's defense so far.
Third and 12, Twins go wide to the right. One man, Twins to the near side as well. Dylan looking near side, sets up, throws across the middle. It is caught. I don't think it's enough for a first down. It isn't, but it's hauled down at the 46-yard line. He needed the 47-yard line. Jacob Mull went up and made a great two-handed catch.
Yes, sir. Great pattern. He came down about 8 yards and broke straight across. Just as he broke, that ball was there for him.
And so with that, the Eagles need a little more than a yard. They are at their own 46-yard line, and it looks like they're going to go for it. You can watch Dylan probably keep it right here on fourth and less than two. A man comes in motion. Dylan will take the snap, and he will keep it. He is hidden behind the line of scrimmage and stuffed for a two-yard loss. And the moment of hell, Ryan Cullen shot the gap and made the contact, and Dylan had no chance. So the Yeomen take over again in Lexington territory, leading it 7-0 at the Lexington 44-yard line.
Lexington did not want to give that ball back to our offense. They wanted to try to keep it. Now they're giving it to us, and they're into the field.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeomen. Look for Reed Nickerson to air this one out, Coach.
Well, there's nobody deep.
And here's the snap. And no, he's going to hand off to Trayon Smith, spinning across the 40 and backpedaling to the 38-yard line. Trayon with a 6-yard run there, setting up second down and 4.
I think Nickerson's going to have to, if he's going to keep it, he's going to have to jerk it out of there because Trayon wants that ball.
Trips wide to the left. And Brandon Wilkins alone wide to the right. And Nickerson looking left, little screen pass. Sims has it, avoids two men. He's across the 30 and drugged down by the ankles at the 27-yard line, and there is a flag on the play.
Well, I'm watching the official coming from the back.
That's in the area where we might have held out there with our wide receiver block.
Either holding or they got a face mask, one of the two.
Flag is at the 34-yard line. The line of scrimmage was the 38. It's going to be against the Yeomen, and they'll step it off. Let's see. They'll step it off from where? Holding against the Yeomen is the call.
From the spot.
From the spot of the foul, which now is the 34-yard line. It's going to move it back to the 44-yard line, which is going to set up a second down and 9 now for the Yeomen.
Well, we haven't tried to go deep yet, and they're playing shallow. They're playing off of us.
Trips come wide to the right side. That's the wide side of the field as the Yeomen again are moving left to right here in the first quarter. Nickerson on a draw play to Smith. Smith has running room across the 40. The 35 breaks the tackle to the 30, the 25, and is down inside the 25 at the 23-yard line. Trayon Smith. Pretty good call on the draw play as Reed sold the draw and then gave the ball to Trayon Smith, and from that point it was all Smith. 21 yards on that carry, and it's first and 10 for the Yeomen. Another Anderle Lumber Company first down. Here's the reverse. And that is to Jordan Wells, who gets around the left side and is hit at the 20-yard line for a short gain.
Well, I'm telling you, Lexington has gone to school on that play because every time we start running it, you can see green shirts coming up from the secondary.
Well, let's watch.
That's right, because we have a pass off of it,
sure,
and it's going to be wide open if we run it.
Brandon Wilkins wide to the right along with Corey Smith. It is... No, Corey Smith is wide to the left. I'm sorry, that's Aaron Sims wide to the right. Second down and 7 for the Yeomen. And Nickerson will hand off to Smith again. Smith is spinning inside down to about the 27, make that the 17-yard line.
Middle linebacker. If somebody had gotten to the middle linebacker, we're off and running.
Short gain, though, and it's now third down and we'll call it a short five. At about the 17-yard line. Yeoman lead it 7-0, looking to add to that. Under a minute 20 here in the first quarter. Here's a quick pass left side to Smith. He's got it inside the 10. Stiff arms down to the... going to be in goal for the Yeoman.
Well, they're respecting his speed, and I'm telling you, the guy was back off of him about 8 yards. He just ran down about 7.
First and goal for the Yeoman from the Lexington 6. Trips wide right, one man left. Trayon Smith is to the right of Nickerson in the backfield. 7-0 Yeoman lead it, looking to add to it here inside the Belairs Discount Center red zone. And Nickerson will keep it right up the middle, and he dives and churns and dives. Did he make it in? Very close to the goal line. Just a little short at the 1 yard line. Nope, now they're ruling touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman look up, and if you don't have any more than 5 men up there in that box, they're going to run with the football. And right now, Lexington is more worried about the passing game, and so they're spread out all over the field.
Here is the extra point as Eric Sanchez will do the kicking and John Washington to hold as the Yeoman push another score across with 58 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's right through the uprights. And with those 58 ticks left in the first quarter, the Yeoman up their lead 14-0. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Welcome back, and your Don Paint and Body scoring drive. For that scoring drive was 7 plays and 44 yards. It wasn't any really big plays in that, Coach. It's just good gainers in each play after a penalty, and Nickerson caps it off with that 6-yard TD run, and the Yeoman are up 14-0.
Well, the offensive line is just doing a very good job of getting on those defensive linemen and not turning them loose. And if you can get a blocker on that middle linebacker like we did a while ago, we're going to be running with the ball most of the evening.
Jaleel Pope tees it up for the Yeoman. And here we go. Low line drive kick. It's going to be fielded with no hang time, fumbled, and then picked back up at about the 18-yard line, but he breaks through and is finally brought down by Darryl Flores, who might have saved a touchdown there.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman saw him fumble the ball, and everybody relaxed, and all of a sudden he picked it up and went right through that front line, and like you said, he almost broke it.
Gets it up to the 38-yard line, and that's where the Eagles will have it, first and 10, with 49 seconds left here in the Texas Farm Bureau first quarter. I think the Eagles have one first down on the evening so far.
Well, we haven't seen much variation. The quarterback has taken the ball and run. The running back has run a little bit, and they've thrown once or twice, but that's about it. Here we go again.
And Dillon's going to keep it around the right side, and he is across midfield and finally down, a tough runner. All the way inside the 45 of the Yeoman to the 43.
Well, the defensive coaches are going to want to know what in the world was going on over here on the right side, because either a linebacker or a defensive end should have been sitting there waiting for him, and they were sealed off. There was nobody there, and he's just running in the grass.
First and 10 for the Eagles, and the ball is at the 44-yard line of the Yeoman. Wide receivers go both sides. And a man in motion to the far side as Dillon will hand off to, no, it's a quick pass right side, and that is caught and brought down immediately after about a 3-yard gain. That was Grant Peeman. Ryan Garrison?
That's what he called.
I could have sworn that was number 17 that caught that pass. But that's going to do it. When we come back for the second quarter action, it's going to be second down and 7 for the Eagles from the Yeoman 41. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch. The Yeoman lead it 14-0.
Get ready to win free gas. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch has teamed up with Rattlers Convenience Store to put free gas in your tank through their Rattlers Touchdown Quarter. Just sign up at Rattlers Convenience Store once per visit. Then listen in to win. The KMIL sports team will draw a name from the registrations at halftime. If the Cameron Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win $30 in free Rattlers fuel. If no touchdown is scored, the gas card rolls over to the following week. Enter once per visit. Must be 16 to win.
Welcome back to Lexington, Texas, as the Lexington Eagles have found a little offensive spark here in their fourth possession of the night. Inside Yo territory at the 41, it is second down and 7 for the Eagles. We shout out to Steve Lane and family listening to us in Kentucky. Saying go yo. Thanks for listening, Steve. Twins to the near side, one man wide to the left, and Dillon will keep it right up the middle, and he is going to score. Touchdown, Lexington.
I'm going to tell you something. Those linebackers, either they had a stun on or they were totally fooled, because he never was touched after one of those linemen touched him about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage. It was just him all the way. Nobody was around him.
Nick Dillon puts the points on the board for the Eagles. The extra point attempt by, I don't have number 6 on my roster. And the snap is up and the kick is up and it is good. And with 11:52 left in the second quarter and on the first play of this quarter, Nick Dillon rumbles 41 yards for a touchdown and closes the gap. Yeoman still lead it 14-7. We're back in a moment.
When you study the findings of the various agencies and companies who rate banks for strength and security, it becomes quite obvious that bigger is not necessarily better. Of course, there are exceptions, but you will generally find that smaller banks fare better in the quality ratings than the big ones do. Bigger is not better. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Welcome back as the Eagles have closed the gap on the Cameron Yeoman on that 41-yard scamper right up the gut of the Yo defense by Nick Dillon, the quarterback. 14-7 our score.
Well, Joe, somebody either had a stun on or just flat. There was no linebacker anywhere near when he broke that line of scrimmage, and both safeties were split wide, so it was just green grass.
So the Eagles will boot it away. Actually, their first kickoff of the night. And back to receive the kickoff is John Washington and Aaron Sims. And they are playing rather shallow at around the 20-yard line. Here's the kick. And it's going to be an onside kick. And it is going to be a scramble for it. And guess what? The Eagles have it.
He came down the field and caught the ball. Two Cameron Yeoman were standing there watching the ball come down, and he came in and caught it right in front of both of them.
Well, we're learning and learning, aren't we?
Yes, we are. You know they're not going to kick that ball off deep down there to Sims and company. They're going to kick it short every time.
And so Lexington will get the ball back at the Yeoman 49-yard line, a perfectly executed extra onside kick. It wasn't a high hopper. It was up in the air. We could have actually called for a fair catch.
Could have. Twin experience again.
Twins to the left, one to the right. And again, Dylan will keep it. This time he is going to be hit and dropped for a short gain, maybe a yard. First to reach Dylan then was Alex Ibarra. And it's second and nine for the Eagles. Well, the Eagles have tested the passing category a couple of times on a little flare passes and one kind of deep pass over the middle, but predominantly have been a running team so far. They've got twins out to the right side. That is Piemann and Trevor Patchke, one man wide to the left. And Cooper in the backfield with Dylan. Second and nine. Dylan will keep it again, looking for a hole, and this time he is hammered. The linebacker was there as Ryan Cullen stuffed him, and he had help.
Number 78.
On the play by Valdez. So it's third down, and we'll call it a long seven now for the Eagles from the 47-yard line. In the early moments of our second quarter tonight, 14-7, the Yeoman lead it, and Lexington has called a timeout. Our second quarter is brought to you by Sam Berry with Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and the Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown Cameron. Well, I know the O defense coach was sure working to try to pitch a shutout tonight. I know that's not very important, but for their morale after last week, that's really something that they wanted. They had a goal of doing, but Dylan had other things.
Yeah, he did. And if we run that stunt or we go pull that play again, we're going to be in lots of trouble. Right this minute, they're just coming off of the ball. It's a little reminiscent of last week. They're now coming off the ball and hitting our defensive linemen and getting to our linebackers and gouging us in here. Early series, we were coming off all those blocks. We were coming off the blocks, and the linebackers were scraping, but we were not doing that right this minute, and Lexington's taking advantage of it.
Defense encouraging the fans to get into this on a third down and a long seven. Here we go. Twins go to both sides. Ball is between the hash marks. As Lexington moves toward the clock, end zone, low snap. Dylan picks it up. Quick pass left side. It is caught and complete for a first down.
Just goes down the field about 7 or 8 yards and slants inside, and that pass is right on the money. There's nobody there.
I think the announcer is shortchanging Piemann because he caught that pass again, and they gave it to Barron, but it was Justin Piemann on the receiving end of that. They needed seven. They got eight, first and ten for the Lexington Eagles. Well, after the onside kick was recovered, Lexington picks up a first down. Twins go wide to the right.
Pistol formation. Yeah.
As Cooper will be to the right of Dylan. And the handoff is, no, Dylan will keep it around the right side, and he is going to score again.
I mean, he just walks in the end zone. We're getting killed on the corners. The defensive end and outside linebacker, something is happening to them because when he breaks, there's no safety, there's no corner, there's nobody.
37-yard run by Dylan. And the Eagles are within an extra point of tying this thing up. Here we go. The snap, the hold, the kick. Is all good. Wait a minute. We have a flag. I think the kick was good. There was no indication. And we'll see what the flag is about. It's going to be an illegal procedure against the Eagles. They'll have to back it up five and kick a little longer extra point. 9:47 left here in the first half.
He may have snapped the ball before the official blew it ready. I think that's what happened.
And here's the kick. And it is to the left and no good. And the Cameron Yeoman hold on to a slim one-point lead with 9:47 left in the first half. 14-13 is our score. We're back to Lexington in a moment.
It's spring, and that means spring cleaning for your house and for your comfort. With a Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning, you can sweep away inconsistent temperatures and wasted energy. And right now, receive up to $1,600 in rebates and federal tax credits on the purchase of a qualifying Lennox Home Comfort System. Call them today at 254-697-4252 and start enjoying a more comfortable home every day of the year. License number TACLB-009432E.
Our safety and where our roads
welcome
are.
Back to Lexington, Texas, where Nick Dillon, a quarterback, has surprised the Yo defense twice on long runs for touchdowns. And we've got a ball game. 14-13 is our score, and I would venture to say that the receiving team has been coached on fair catching that short high kick now.
I believe they probably have been. I saw quite a huddle over there right after that last one.
Of course, we still don't have our hands crew in there. We've got DeAndre Adams over here, along with Alex Ibarra. Here's the kick. Another high, short kick. A fair catch is called. DeAndre Adams misses the catch. It goes into the hands of the Eagles, and they have the ball again. So DeAndre Adams did make the fair catch call, but he couldn't make the catch. And the Eagles have the ball at the 45-yard line.
And the Lexington has the ball. First and four from the Cameron 45. I've seen something like this before. Was it only
this is reminiscent of last week when Teig did this to Lexington. In the opening part of the game, they scored, got an onside kick and scored, and got another onside kick and scored. And that's the last page of this one. 14-13, Lexington with the ball again. Defense back out there again. Twins go left, one man wide right, and Dillon will pass. Now he's going to be flushed out of the corner. He throws one away.
That was smart. The center is having trouble getting the snap back there sometimes, and when he has to reach down, pick it up off the ground, it's destroying the timing of the play.
So second down and 10 now for Lexington from the Yo 45-yard line. The defense has been on the field a long time. We've got Twins trips to the wide side of the field, one man wide to the right. And Dillon will keep it right up the middle, breaks into the secondary, and then is hit and dropped by John Washington at the 41-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards, and it's third down and 6. Well, they split out three to the wide side of the field, and then Dillon tries to pick a hole over here on the short side.
Well, they're doing a good job of blocking the folks. And that defensive end, whoever it is supposed to stay on the outside shoulder of the tackle, and he's not doing that. That's what killed him last week.
Again, Twins this time to both sides as Dillon will roll to his left, wants to throw. Big rush by Ibarra, and did he go down? He went down. The whistle blows back at midfield. I think that was DeAndre Adams who put on the big rush. And it is fourth down and 15 after the big loss as Dillon, lightning quick, he almost coached fooled the refs.
He almost did.
That knee barely touched before he was back up and running to the near side. But he's down at midfield, and it's 4th and 15, and the punting unit is on. Back to receive is Aaron Sims. And maybe the Yo offense will get a shot here. Here's the rugby-style big rush, almost blocked, line drive punt. It's going to take a Lexington roll down, and Aaron Sims picks it up at the last moment and rushes it back out from the 15 to the 25-yard line. He is quick, isn't he?
He is quick. 48, Chase Allen. Well, now the Yo offense needs to come down the field and eat up some clock and put some points on the board because that defense has been on the field way too long.
Yeoman will start this drive from their own 25 with 8:09 remaining here in the second quarter. Reed Nickerson and company sends Corey Smith wide to the left. It's got Vincent Vargas, Jordan Wells, and Aaron Sims wide to the right. Trayon Smith in the backfield. First and 10 from the Yo 25. Nickerson. Quick pass near side to Corey Smith. He is hit, but he's going to be whistled down because he caught it on a knee at the 29-yard line. So it's going to be second down and four for the Yeoman.
As long as they play off of him that far, he's going to be able to do that all night. But what they're waiting for is number 14 to come up, and he's going to take off and go deep on him.
Yeah, Sims, 14, the slot receiver to the right side. Vincent out wide to the right. Twins come to the near side, the short side of the field. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith up the middle this time. Smith trying to break tackles, spins, and still on his feet across the 35, the 37, and finally down. And he was in traffic the whole way. That was just sheer second and third effort that picks up the first down for the Yeoman.
That is one strong running back right there because he was carrying four and five guys with him and would not go down. Very impressive run by Trayon Smith.
About 8 yards on that carry, and all eight were in traffic with hands on. Trips go wide to the left, the wide side of the field. Yeoman moving right to left here in the second quarter. One man wide to the right, Vincent Vargas. And Nickerson will hand off again to Smith. Right up the middle, he's dancing, avoids one man, and drags another all the way up to the 45-yard line. That's an 8-yard carry by Trayon, another 8-yard carry, and it's second down and two for the Yeoman.
Well, they've got all the secondaries up very close to the line of scrimmage, and they're watching him. And he started this way, and they all came this way, and he cut back on them. And he's going to be able to do that most of the evening because they are pursuing rather quickly.
Twins go both sides. Ball is on the far hash mark as Nickerson takes the snap and fakes the handoff and goes deep downfield, and there was some holding, and there's the flag. Yeah, that's about all you can do to Sims. It's grab his jersey because he's going to fly by you. And
yes, sir.
Number one, I don't have his name, had him by the jersey down around the 30. And it goes incomplete, but
I've been waiting for that pattern all night long, just to stretch him deep. And number one did all he could do. He just grabbed hold of him.
Well, they'll mark off pass interference against the Eagles. So it's gonna be marked off from the 45-yard line. And it will go to the 40, a 15-yard penalty. And the line of scrimmage now, the Lexington 40. Trips wide to the right for the Yeoman. Corey Smith wide to the left. Ball is between the hash marks.
A lot of green grass for Corey Smith.
A whole lot of green grass. Nickerson takes the snap. He's going to option to the near side and keep it. He's hit in traffic, and he will get a yard of forward progress. No, they're not even going to hardly give him that.
No. When he started that, nobody got to the linebacker. The linebackers came flying real quick, and he was trying to run the option, but he never had a chance to pitch it.
We've got a Lexington Eagle down in the backfield, back in the secondary. I didn't see what happened, but we've got teams on a knee. So we've got an injury timeout. We'll take a break right here with our score, 14-13. The Yeoman lead it, and they have the ball. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Again, our second quarter here in Lexington tonight is brought to you by Sam Berry with Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron. And the Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown Cameron. The injured player for the Eagles is Tyler Rage, and he is being helped off the field. They call it Tyler Page. I don't know. Tyler Page is the injured player, and he made it off on his own, but is limping favorably on his right leg, so we'll keep an eye on him as we get back to play. Second down and nine for the Yeoman from just inside the Lexington 40. Trips go wide to the right. Corey Smith alone wide to the near side, and Nickerson will hand off around the right side, And inside the 35 and down to the 30 goes Tyreek Johnson in place of Trayon Smith in the backfield for the Yeoman. Tyreek Johnson picks up the Anderle Lumber Company first down.
Boy, he is quick to the outside. Trayon Smith will hurt you going right up there and running over you, but that young man just got to the outside in a hurry.
Tyreek Johnson is in the backfield. It is Smith, Wells, and Sims all wide to the near side. Vargas wide to the right. And Nickerson steps back, looks across the middle. And this one is caught by Corey Smith inside the 10 on a diving effort at the 7-yard line.
Well, they ran Sims down about 8 yards and across the middle. Then they brought Smith down about 15 yards and threw it right over Sims' head. And Corey Smith made a great catch.
Line of scrimmage is the 8-yard line. That was a 22-yard catch by Corey Smith, and it's first and goal inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone. Twins to both sides. Direct snap to Tyreek Johnson and whistles before the play. And it's going to be an illegal procedure against the Yeoman. Tyreek Johnson checks out as Trayon Smith steps back into the backfield. And it's going to be first and goal from the 13 after the penalty's marked off. Yeoman lead at 14-13. And this is a drive that started back at their own 25-yard line. It is first and goal from the 13 now. Twins go to both sides as Trayon Smith is flanked to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. And there looked to be contact. Don't know if the Yoma moved or if there was encroachment, but whistles fly again. Flags fly again, and we'll see who was at fault here. A powwow of zebras in the backfield. And here comes the head ref to tell us who did what. This could very well be offsides against the Eagles. And that's the call. A 5-yard penalty moves the ball back inside the 10 to the 8, where we're first and goal back at the 8-yard line. Sims and Vargas wide to the right. Smith and Wells wide to the left. First and goal from the 8-yard line for the Yeoman. Nickerson fumbles the snap, gets a hold of it, has time, now flushed out of the pocket. Now he's going to run inside the 5 and across the goal line. He stretches to the 1, and there's a flag in the backfield, and that's going to be holding against the Yeoman. Well, that was not an intended run by Reed Nickerson, but he saw daylight and took it down to the 1-yard line, but holding in the backfield is going to bring this one back. And we're going to be first and goal again, Coach. This will be the, I think, the fourth time that we've had a first and goal in this series.
And we're moving in the wrong direction.
Well, it's been zigzag, but this is going to be a little bigger one. It's going to be 10 yards, and we'll be first and goal from the 18 now. We've had it first and goal from the 8, then the 12, the 13, and then back to the 8, and now the 18. Trips go wide right. Corey Smith alone wide to the near side.
I believe that's where we might be going.
As Nickerson will draw play to Smith, who breaks tackles and drags people down to the 10-yard line. Coach, any normal back would have been down at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah, or had a loss. He did a great, he's very strong, did a great job of running.
Set up a second and goal from the 10 after that 8-yard pickup by Trayon Smith. And the Yeoman will spread it from sideline to sideline with wide receivers. And Nickerson will take the snap and drop straight back. Looking right, sets up, pumps once, he's sacked. Or did he throw it? I lost the ball. Oh, he threw it. They threw it third. He threw it down in the corner. Nobody there, and it is that's a good thing because he was sacked back at the 20-yard line. And it's going to be third and goal from the 10. We're looking through a – we're actually sitting on top of the press box, which is a great place to call a game. You know, you're in the outside, and you get all the noise of outside. But we're looking through a chain-link fence, as we sit here. So, you know, not a clean shot, somewhat obstructed. Here we go, third and goal from the 10. Nickerson will keep it. He's inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line, and it's going to be fourth and goal for the Owens.
Well, we missed a block. If we'd have made that block, I believe Nickerson would still be running, but we missed a block on the defensive linebacker, and he came in and made a great play.
Sanchez looks like he's going to bring a T in, and we might be kicking this one. Nope, I believe he's coming to the line, and we're going to go for it. Fourth down and goal from the 6-yard line. Here we go. Nickerson has twins to both sides and Trayon Smith to his right in the backfield. And now with 1 second left on the play clock, a timeout is called by the Omen.
Cameron.
This will be the 10th play of this drive coming up, a drive that started back at the 25-yard line. And the biggest play on the drive is a 22-yard Sakori Smith catch that put us first and goal at the 8. But since then, penalties back and forth created a first and goal from the 18, and that's where we've been working from. You got the pattern ready?
Got it ready. I was just looking at the way they were lined up, and there's nobody going to be able to cover number 14 breaking to all that green grass to the outside.
Well, we'll see. The Yeomen are all huddled up. In fact, the entire sideline is in the huddle across the way. If you remember the old Elgin Stadium, I remember it in the 70s.
Yep.
Where they had four rows of bleachers for the visitors stretching from end zone to end zone. Well, this one is from the 10-yard line to the 10-yard line and eight rows. So looks a lot like that old Elgin visitor stands, but the Omen have pretty much filled it up.
Hey,
from
but Elgin's were wood, and these are aluminum.
That's right. Here we go. Fourth down and goal from the 6 for the Omen. They come to the line of scrimmage, sending twin receivers to both sides, and Nickerson will take the snap. Quick pass right side. It is caught by Jordan Wells. Touchdown, Omen.
We've got too much speed out there at the wide receivers for them to cover us man for man. And when we run a pattern like that, the man on the inside just doesn't have a prayer.
The extra point by Sanchez coming up. As Washington will hold. And here's the snap, and the kick is up, and it is perfect. And with 3:09 left in the first half, the Yeomen have finally put a little distance between them and the Eagles. It's 21-13. We're back to Lexington in a moment.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find a John Deere right for you, or see us online at sioufaltractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Welcome back. Here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, the third one of the half for the Yeomen. They took over at their own 25-yard line, and it took them 10 plays to go 75 yards, and it was a big fourth down and goal from the 6 when the Yeomen finally cashed in on the long drive with a 6-yard connection from Nickerson to Jordan Wells after Sakori Smith put him in business with a 22-yard catch down at the 8-yard line. Wells, the 6-yard TD catch, the extra point was good, and the Yeomen go up 21-13 with 3:09 left here in the first half. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Jaleel Pope tees it up for the Yeoman, and he will boot it away. It's going to be fielded at about the 24-yard line and coming to the near side, brought down by Daryl Flores at the 35-yard line.
Here comes the late flag.
That was not sure who that was that had the ball, but we'll see what the flag means.
Well, it was a dead ball, whatever it was, because the whistle had blown and both teams were breaking away and the flag came flying.
Let's see. It's going to be a personal foul call against the Yeoman. Not sure what that was, but it was a dead ball. It'll tack on 15 yards from the end of the run. So, after the personal foul and the run back, the Eagles will start this drive at the midfield point with 3:09 left in the first half. Here we go, Twins to the right, one to the left, and Dillon will keep it. He bounces outside, nowhere to go, and he's caged up and dropped at the line of scrimmage.
And that's the way that play is supposed to look when your defensive end and outside linebacker play it correctly. One's inside and one's outside, and that's exactly what happened. He tried to bounce in and then go out, and there was no place to run. That's the way the defense is designed right there.
Daryl Flores, Ryan Cullen, both in on that tackle. And it's second and 10 from midfield. We've got Twins to the near side. That is Peeman and Patchkey. One man wide to the left, and Cooper is in the backfield. Fumble, snap, Cooper, Dillon rolling out, and now he'll throw it away. Timing just got obliterated with that low snap, and it's third and 10 on the incompletion.
He's got to have a word with his center, because it's about every third snap. It's just like that.
Third down and 10 from midfield. Clock stopped with 2:18 left in the half. A stop here, and the Yeoman would more than likely get another shot at a score.
Usually when that's happening, your nose guard is giving a center a bad time, and he's too worried about him and not getting the snap back there.
We've got trips to the near side this time. Dillon has Cooper to his right in the backfield, and one man way over there on the Yo sideline. That's where Dillon's looking. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, and he is sacked back at the 40-yard line, a 10-yard loss. They're going to give him the 42, which is very generous. But an 8-yard loss, and it is fourth down and 18 for the Eagles.
Well, the pass rush. We finally see a pass rush out of the Cameron Yeoman defense.
And that's the best kind of pass defense there is.
You betcha.
And now the teams, let's see, who's called it? I guess the Yeoman have called a timeout to preserve the clock. We'll keep it right here as the Eagles will be in a punting situation. And the Yeoman, you know, with their offense, has plenty of time. But, Coach, the Eagles have really played good defense against the Yeoman tonight.
Yes, they have. In fact, I was watching the quarterback down here talking to his coach, and he was trying to tell him, the coach was trying to say that, you know, he needed to be looking to the left, and he was trying to tell him that there was no looking to the left. That was two white jerseys coming down on him. He had to run to the right. So there might have been somebody open over there, but he didn't have a chance of throwing it.
Fourth down and 18. When we come back, it's Yeoman leading at 21-13, and have called their second timeout of the half to preserve the clock and get the ball back into the hands of their offense. Both teams still on their respective sidelines. Again, our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Sam Berry with Circle S Barbecue and Cameron Cleaners in downtown Cameron. Coming up at halftime, our Germania Halftime Report will bring you the Yo High School Marching Band performance as they perform first here at halftime tonight. That's brought to you by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. And we'll have an Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you coming up as well. And we'll take a look at some halftime stats and get the coach's perspective on what's going on in the locker rooms. That's always fun.
Yeah, and sometimes it's right. Sometimes it's not.
A very generous spot as Dillon was brought down back at the 40, but they spot him up at the 42 from a line judge that was nowhere in line with that play. But nonetheless, it creates a fourth down situation, and Aaron Sims stands back inside his 25-yard line to receive this punt.
Well, they got to get one of their coaches off the field first.
I think this is Justin Barron doing the punting.
Coach Rhodes was having a conversation with the referee and the back judge, and this coach was all the way out to the hash mark, and now we're going to get to play.
I think so. A buck 57 left in the half. Here we go. As Barron, the punter, 12 yards deep, but rugby style. He's going to get a rush from the left side or his right side as he comes this way to punt. Almost blocked. DeAndre Adams was in there. It's kind of a shank punt, though, that goes out of bounds at the Yeoman 35-yard line. So only about a 23-yard punt by Barron.
Well, he's got three blockers in front of him there, and if those three blockers don't go with him to the right side, then we got too many rushers for him, and so he's getting pressured. They're worrying about guys coming up the middle, and we've got them coming from the outside, and that's his problem.
And he did have a rush on him when he got that one off.
Oh, yeah.
A 23-yarder, and the Yeomen have it first and 10 from their own 35. And no time ticked off the clock with that punt. How's that? Dropping flags on the play, and this play is whistled dead.
I believe we've got offsides.
And there's another powwow in the backfield among the striped shirts. And here we go with the head ref making the call. It is offsides against the Eagles. And it's going to be first and 5 now from the Yo 40. I'm still amazed that we didn't tick the clock. It's not when you catch a punt. It's when the snap happens on a punt.
That's right.
But the clock never started. Trips go wide to the right. One man to the near side. Nickerson dropping straight back, looking down the right side. Flushed out on the run. A long pass. Aaron Sims had to wait on it, but he made the catch at the 25-yard line. He had to come back, and he caught it on a knee as the defender outran the play.
He outran the pass.
He outran the pass, and the defender was so scared that ball was going to be thrown deeper than it was. The defender outran the pass as well, and Aaron Sims came back and made a great adjustment. First and 10 from the 25-yard line. As Nickerson drops back again, quick pass right side, and that one is caught and out of bounds quickly to Jaylon Bryant after about an 8-yard pickup.
And we've got that all night long, that or go down and stop about 8 yards, because they are playing back off of us because of our speed. And they're worried about us getting deep. They're giving us the short ones.
Give him 9 on the catch, Jaylon Bryant. Second and give him 8. Second and 2. And Nickerson with a draw play to Smith. Smith has a wide open gut up the middle, and he jogs into the end zone from 17 yards out.
Well, they're covering man for man, and they're running with all the receivers. When you hand off and he breaks that line of scrimmage, there's nobody there, and he just walked in.
So the Cameron Yeoman didn't need near the time that they had on the clock. They took over with a minute 57. They ran 3 plays, and they go a total of 60 yards. Or 65 if you count the penalty. Sanchez will do the extra point, and it's up, and it is good. And with a minute 32 left in the half, our new score, Cameron 28, Lexington 13. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Hey there, it's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
but don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
Welcome back, and when you see those Shelton boys, tell them hi for us. Those are funny guys.
Yeah, they are.
Miller's Discount Center, and we just scored. We just struck from inside the Miller's Discount Center red zone as Trayon Smith coasted in from 17 yards out on a draw play. That followed a 8-yard catch by Jaylon Bryant.
Yes.
And that followed a 40-yard reception by Aaron Sims. Those are the three plays that took the Yeoman 65 yards, give 5 for the penalty. And the Yeoman cashed in with about 25 seconds of the clock. Here we go with the kickoff. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Short kickoff is going to hit on the ground. First bounce taken at the 24 up to the 27 and darts out to about the 31-yard line, it looks like. 28-13 is our score. And now Lexington, with a minute 26 on the clock, has the ball. And the drive will start from the 33-yard line.
Well, most of their success has been on the ground, so they've thrown a couple of passes down and picked up about 10 yards apiece, but no one has been a threat to go deep so far.
First and 10 from the Lexington 33-yard line. Wide to the left goes Andrew Lane, one man wide to the right. Two backs, pistol formation in the backfield. And Dillon will keep it around the right side. And he turns the corner, but he is out of bounds working the clock. He gives up probably 4 or 5 yards to go out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
Well, once again, just like last week, the defensive end on this side got cut to the inside. The lead back got on the linebacker, and the secondary is back, so there's nobody on there. That defensive end has got to do a better job of cutting them back to the inside, not letting them get to the outside.
A gain of 5 or 6, we'll call it, well, it's probably more like 5. Second down and 5 now for the Eagles. A minute 20 remaining. The clock stopped on the out-of-bounds play. Twins to the left, two backs in the backfield, and Dillon will keep it following one of those backs, but he is hit hard and dropped at the 40-yard line. And that was Ryan Cullen who made the crushing blow. And the Eagles, who called the timeout?
Eagles.
The Eagles. No, the Yeoman called a timeout.
The Yeoman,
Yeoman
wants
preserving
the ball back.
That clock. They're going to want the ball back again. That was a 2-yard pickup. It's going to be 3rd down and 3 for the Eagles. There is a minute 11 remaining on the halftime clock, and that's the final timeout for the Yeoman. Well, they can't stop the clock anymore, but they might get the ball back with a few seconds left.
Oh, that's true.
And that's all it takes.
If they can hold them here on 3rd down and make them punt that football, the Cameron Yeoman are going to have it with our speed, plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Let's see. It took them all of, let me check my time stat, 31 seconds to score in their last drive. They go 65 yards.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman have so much speed that they're giving us all the short passes, and then when we fake the short one, we throw deep. They overrun us, so we've got a good situation.
Trips to the right, one man to the left. Whistles before the play. Timeout, Lexington. And so we've got another timeout here. While they talk strategy here, we will take a break. A minute 10 remaining in the first half. 28-13, Yeoman. We're back in a moment.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to Lexington, Texas. We'll have an Oscar Store halftime scoreboard for you coming up. some interesting scores from around the area. This one was interesting, really interesting for a while. The Yeoman have pulled out now. It is 28-13. Here's Dillon with the ball, and he dives forward for a first down.
I'm telling you.
Actually, they're marking it. Well, this side, Judge, is marking it a lot closer than that one, but they're going to give the longest point on the spot, and it will be a first down. Second effort by Nick Dillon got the first down for the Eagles, and the clock is under a minute and ticking now. So the Yeomen just need to preserve this score and not allow a big play. Pistol formation, twins to the right side, and Dillon will hand off, hit in the backfield, dropped on a solo tackle by Daryl Flores, the outside linebacker. Bertel Lara, the ball carrier.
Well, Lexington Joe is very satisfied to let this clock run.
No doubt. Clock down to 20 seconds now. Lara checks out, and Jacob Mull checks in. He will be one of the two wide receivers to the far side. Twins to the near side. And Cooper in the backfield. They may go long one time here. Dillon drops straight back, looking across the middle. That one is caught, but downed immediately at the 45-yard line by John Washington. That was Pyman. He finally got his credit, and I finally figured out how to say it thanks to the PA announcer. He caught several passes, but he was never given the credit, so I didn't hear the PA announcer call his name, but he calls him Pyman. 5 seconds left, and the Eagles call a timeout. 45-yard line, first and 10 for the Eagles, but more importantly is that there are only 5 ticks left on the halftime clock.
Boy, Washington was just jogging along there and let him make that catch across the middle and then just put him in the ground. All he was going to do is let that clock run.
Well, we'll have our prevent speed out there in the secondary on this play as Aaron Sims will check in as one of the safeties. And he will be playing almost 20 yards back. He's up to about 15 yards deep, as John Washington is as well, on this final play of the first half. As Dillon sits up, throws a pass out of the right side. They're calling that a lateral pass, and John Washington intercepts it down around the 32-yard line. I don't know that that was a lateral pass. It was very close to being a forward pass out to the near sideline. But John Washington wasn't fooled, and they're going to rule it a pick by Washington, whose momentum carried him out of bounds at the 32-yard line to end the half. That's going to do it for the first half of play. 28-13, our halftime score. We're back with our Germania halftime report in just a moment.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania insurance agent in Cameron.
And welcome back to our Germania Halftime Report. And we will remind you that the Cameron Yeoman Band will be marching first here tonight as the visiting band. So we will be bringing you that. And then we will take a look at our halftime stats and our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard, as well as the coaches. We're going to call that the coaches' corner, because Coach Colley is going to tell us what those coaches are saying on both sides in the locker room at halftime, because he has that telepathy. He's got that special.
Right. You got it.
Yo Band making their way out onto the field. Let's go ahead and give you the, while we're waiting, the Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. At the half, Rockdale is leading Taylor 21-14. It is Harker Heights beating Stony Point 13-2. Leander beating Pflugerville High School 14-13. Academy is beating Rogers at the half 7-0. College Station putting it on Waco High 28-3. Let's see. Other scores, A&M Consolidated and Foster tied at 14 with just seconds left in the half. LaGrange is beating Columbus 7-6 at the half. Bremont is putting it on Thorndale midway through the second quarter, 27-7. Other area scores, Brenham over in Liberty Hill battling it out. 3 minutes left in the first half. It's 28 all there. Ellison beating Rudder, 13-0.
Boy, they can break that streak.
How about that? That's with 2:53 left in the second quarter. Other scores, Somerville losing to Buffalo, 44-6, 4 minutes left in the first half. Chilton losing to Burton, 16-7 at the half. Caldwell beating Hearn, 14-0, almost halftime there. Our score here, 28-13, the Yeoman over Lexington at the half. Other area scores, Elgin beating Bastrop, 22-14. Thrall beating Bartlett, and that is a pretty big rivalry there of a 2-1A two-A schools now, I guess. 19-0, Thrall has the edge midway through the first quarter. Temple Wildcats, the number three team in 5A, beating Class 6A Westlake 27-21 midway through the second quarter. Conley putting it on Cedar Creek 26-0, and that is almost a halftime score. Other scores, Milano losing to Anderson Shiro at the half 6-0. It is Wimberly and Giddings tied 17-all with less than a minute to play in the half. Holland beating Granger 35-0 at the half. We've got Lockhart who beat Crockett. This is a final from last night, 44-41. That'd have been a good game to fun game to go see, wouldn't it?
Yep.
And there's your Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. And at the half here again, the Cameron Yeoman lead the Lexington Eagles 28-13. The Yeoman jumped out to a 14-0 lead, but the Eagles scored, recovered an onside kick, scored again, and brought it to within a point, and then recovered the onside kick again. That's when the defense kicked back in, and the Yeoman have outscored the Eagles 14-0 since then and lead it 28-13. The Cameron Yeoman marching band on the field, and we will be back in 30 seconds to bring you their performance, brought to you by Ideal Poultry. We're back in 30 seconds.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And welcome back to Lexington, and presented by Ideal Poultry of Cameron, the Yo High School marching band.
and I joyfully support our fighting yeomen for the playing of our fight song.
There's tonight's performance of the Ojai School Marching Band presented by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. We're back in a moment with our first half stats. We will run down some more scores for you. We'll also get a perspective from Coach on what's going on in the locker rooms. And we will draw a name from the Rattlers registration box and give away a $30 gas card on the next Yeoman touchdown. All of that coming up in our Germania halftime report. We're back in just a moment.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And welcome back to Lexington, and we have our statistician guy on hand. Chandler Barton has our first half stats. Chandler?
Here are your first half stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Lexington Eagles. The Cameron Yeoman have 7 first downs, and they have completed 9 out of 10 passes with no interceptions. The Yeoman have 105 passing yards and 142 rushing yards. They have 247 total yards. The Yeoman's leading rusher is Trayon Smith with 91 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. The leading receiver for the Yeoman is Aaron Sims with 47 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. The Yeoman have 3 penalties for a total of 30 yards in the first half. Lexington has made 5 first downs, and they have completed 5 out of 7 passes with 1 interception. Lexington has 37 passing yards, and they have 113 rushing yards. Their leading rusher is Nick Dillon, the quarterback, with 113 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Their leading receiver is Grant Pyman with 21 receiving yards. And the Eagles have 4 penalties for a total of 30 yards in the first half.
All right. There's a wrap-up on the first half stats for you from our statistician, Chandler Barton. And we'll take a quick break here, and we will be back with more as our Germania halftime report continues right after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Well, we're just mentioning it to him.
All right, we are back here on the Germania halftime report as the Cameron Yeoman lead it here at the break. 28-13. Coach, perspective time.
Okay. If you're the Cameron Yeoman, you're going in, and offensively, we 28 points, it's very respectable. We can run the ball. We can throw the ball. They've got man-to-man coverage. We've got too much speed for them, so they're going to play back off of us and give us the short ones. And then when we do go deep, they're going to have trouble covering us. Trayon Smith is getting his chance to run with the football. The offensive line is doing a pretty good job there, even though Trayon's doing a lot of it on his own. Defensively, the Cameron Yeoman have got to do something about containing the quarterback. He's running the ball straight up the middle twice for long gains, and there's something is wrong with either. There's two middle linebackers in there and a nose guard, and why that's happening, I'm sure they'll be working on that. You got to force them to throw the football. If you force Lexington to throw the football, you're ahead of the ball game. And so they've got to contain the quarterback and force them to throw the ball. Lexington has got to sit over there. They're the ones that had the problem. Because the only way really to stop this Cameron Yeoman offense is for them to maintain possession of the football. As long as Cameron gets it, they're going to put points on the board. So they've got to try to find some way to keep the ball away from Cameron, and I just don't see how that's going to happen.
Well, the Yeoman actually, I think, let's see, only had one punt in the first half for 32 yards.
That's correct.
And, yeah, that was it. So, yeah, the Yeoman are going to score when they have the ball. But in order for Lexington to get back into this, they're going to probably – if they score again, we're probably going to see that same short high kickoff that we have kind of flubbed twice.
Well, I would anticipate some personnel changes, that we might put somebody over here that's got good hands that can catch the ball. Because right now we've got an offensive and defensive lineman there, and he's having difficulty. So you bring an end or a back and put him in that position, because you know that I will kick the ball deep with our speed. They're going to kick it right over here, and so you just put your good hands person there and make the fair catch, and you've got the ball at midfield.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if that coaching strategy pans out in the second half. Well, if we have to, of course, I mean, we're going to see them kick off in the second half. The Yeoman will get the ball or should get the ball first in the second half, so we might see that strategy you just talked about when this second half gets underway, because of course Lexington will be kicking off.
What they might also do is bring this end that's lined up about 10 or 12 yards back behind the line. They may just bring him up there and let the lineman block anybody that's coming down the field and let him make the catch.
Well, we'll see. It's going to happen shortly, as both bands have now performed. But we are awaiting both teams to get back onto the field. We have drawn a name here at halftime, and we are going to try our best to give away a gas card, a $30 gas card. And if I can, I'm having a really difficult time with my phone. Christopher Perez is the name we have drawn. If the Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, Christopher Perez, you will win that $30 gas card from Rattler's convenience store at 4th and Travis in Cameron. Now, if by chance the Yeoman don't score in the third quarter, we'll draw another name. And, Chris, you're out. And we'll draw another name and hopefully give that gas card away in the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter. Okay.
Congratulations to Ortha Stidham. Otha Stidham won our gas card last week when we played Wake O'Connelly, and we're going to look for our second gas card to give away to happen early in the third quarter, hopefully. We're back with more on our halftime report. We'll review some more scores for you as we close up shop, but first, this message, and we're right back.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
All right, we are back, and let's check our Oscar Score Store halftime scoreboard.
Now you,
I put halftime in there so I could say it.
You're doing better than last week.
I'm going to just say Oscar's scoreboard.
There we go.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go with some scores. It is 21-14. Rockdale, no, now it says Taylor is leading Rockdale 21-14 at the half. Taylor leading Rockdale. How about that? Harker Heights leading Stony Point 20-10 at the half. It's Academy over Rogers 7-0 at the half. 28-3 College Station over Waco High. Other scores, LaGrange beating Columbus 15-6. That's midway through the third quarter now. Foster and A&M Consolidated are tied 14-all at the half. Bremon beating Thorndale 27-7 at the half. 28-28, Liberty Hill and Brenham at the half. It is Ellison over Rudder 13-0 halftime score. Buffalo beating up on Somerville at the half 51-6. Chilton losing to Burton 22-7. That is just got underway in the third quarter. Hearn losing to Caldwell 14-0 at the half. Here it is Cameron over Lexington 28-13 at the half. Elgin is beating Bastrop 22-21 halftime score. Thrall beating Bartlett 19-0, and that's midway through the first quarter, the last update we have on that. Temple pulling ahead of Westlake late in the second quarter, 34-21, Temple over Westlake. Connolly is shutting out Cedar Creek, 26-0. That's a halftime score. Milano losing to Anderson Shiro at the half, 6-0. Let's see, other scores, Wimberley and Giddings are tied 17-all at the half. Holland beating up on Granger 41-0 as the third quarter just got underway there. And finally, Lockhart in a Thursday night game beat Crockett 44-41. Those are your area scores. Updates courtesy of Oscar Store in Oscar, Texas. You've been there, right?
I have.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
Yes, good stuff.
Tell Thomas and company hi when you're in there for us from right here at halftime. The Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. And we're going to close it up here on this Germania halftime show. And we'll be back with our second half kickoff in just a moment. Again, our halftime score, the Yeoman leading the Eagles 28-13.
Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
More than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at SiouxPTractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Hey there, it's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
Federal tax-free municipal bonds, corporate bonds, government bonds, what's right for you? Some bonds offer relatively attractive yields, while other bonds offer income that can be federal income and often state and local tax-free. If you'd like more information about all types of bonds, see me, Melanie Sheffield, your local Edward Jones investment representative at 315 South Houston here in Cameron. Member SIPC.
Not everyone believes in the same way or has the same customs and cultures as everyone else.
Vicki Goza of Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about individual needs.
We can make everything very personalized. It's not a package A, a package B, or a package C. It's totally about the family and what their needs are.
Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908.
From your assets to the ones you love, life insurance helps you take care of your family now and in the future. Call Connie Tyndall, your Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud at 254-583-2467 to find out more about life insurance products available from Texas Farm Bureau. Breathe easier knowing your family will be secure with a life insurance policy that's right for you and your family's needs. Call Connie Tyndall, your Texas Farm Bureau agent in Rosebud to start protecting the things that matter most in your life.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas, trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from EBCO Development. What happens when that bargain roofing job fails? Your roof leaks and your ceiling is damaged. You pay for it. That's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. Good idea? No. So why take chances? EBCO Development has been there for you since 1984. New construction, roofing, remodeling, siding, and more. Call us first. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
We are back in Lexington as we await the second half kickoff. Both teams making their way back onto the field, doing their stretching exercises as the Cameron Yeoman lead this one 28-13 at the half. Coach, the Yeoman, you know, started out with a bang, then had some lapses there. And let the Eagles back into it, but then kind of finished with the bang.
Well, they did. We just, it was like you know, we sort of went in the twilight zone there for a few minutes. They broke two of them right straight up the middle, and I was not aware. I wasn't watching the secondary, but we had no safeties. I mean, the safety and the rover backer, neither one were in the middle of the field, so they must have been split out on the covering the twin. Covering the twin receivers on each side. And so when he broke up the middle, there was nobody. He just ran into the end zone. Since then, we seem to have shut that down. But then they came and started bouncing the ball to the outside. Then we finally there in late in the second quarter, we had the defensive end and the outside linebacker play it like they're supposed to, just like it's drawn up, and they had nothing. So what we've got to do now is just make sure that we can contain number 10, make them throw the football, and the offense just keep putting points on the board.
Well, both teams now back to their sidelines, and we're moments away from the second half kickoff. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gelder and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud to support Yeoman football, supporting all the youth of Milam County in academic and in athletics. 10-4 Logistics, Jeff Gelder and crew. In Cameron. Our name that we have drawn for the third quarter gas card contestant is Christopher Perez. You know what? I now change my code because for some reason, one of the codes on my phone isn't working, and I can't get into my phone. And that's where, wow, there we go. Got it. Christopher Perez is the name that we have drawn from the Rattlers registration box. And the Yeoman will get the ball first, and hopefully we can give that gas card away on this opening drive of the third quarter.
Certainly hope so.
Teeing it up is number six, and we don't have him on our roster for the Eagles. And the Cameron Yeoman will be moving from our left to right here in the third quarter. They will be facing the scoreboard in the third quarter. And, of course, they will get the ball first here in the third quarter.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. Let's see if we made some adjustments on the front line for that little high pooch kick. And I believe, Coach, we have. We've got Daryl Flores now over there. And
it appears to me that's a number 35 and a number 16.
Daryl Flores.
What a difference.
And, yeah, and Johnny Alexander. They are the ones that probably will be catching this one. And then maybe an up back also sneaking up there as well. So that has been taken care of.
You're waiting to set the clock. There we go. Well, sort of.
And they've got 28 minutes on the clock right now.
There we go.
And now we've got 12 and ready to go. And here's the kick. It's another high kick. It's going to be angled and fielded by Lewis at the 40-yard line over the shoulder, and he rolls out of bounds when he makes the catch over the shoulder at the, let's see where the line of scrimmage will be. It will be the 40, I believe, and the Yeoman are 60 yards away to start this drive.
Good field position. But they're willing to give up that field position instead of the 6 points.
Yeah,
that was probably if they kick it deep.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from their own 40-yard line. Brandon Wilkins, one of the three, wide to the right side, the wide side of the field. And I think that's Daryl Flores wide. No, that's Sakori Smith wide to the left. And the handoff is to Trayon Smith right up the middle. He rumbles and bumbles, turns and spins up across midfield and down to the 49-yard line, a gain of 11. And it'll move the chains. And Anderley Lumber Company, first down for the Yeoman.
Well, that play was designed to go to the left side, but as fast as they're running off, he knew right quick that to come back to the right side and made great pickup.
Well, this one's coming back. There is a flag for holding against the Yeoman. So he raced the 11-yard penalty or 11-yard run and mark off 10, and that's a difference of 21 yards in field position. So the Yeoman will typically, well, they will literally start this drive from the 30 or just outside the 30 where it will be first down and a short 20. Quick pass, bubble screen to Aaron Sims, and he hurdles over one and dives up to the 36-yard line.
They better tackle him. They'd better get him quick.
They better get him quick, yeah.
Yeah. Usually that play comes to the outside. That time they let him come back to the inside.
And we have an injury as it looks like.
55.
Yeah, Sanchez is trying to cope with some pain as he is buckled over. Possibly, I don't know, maybe he got the breath knocked out of him. He is being tended to by John Marek. I tell you what, John Marek is the glue to the complete athletic department.
Absolutely.
He is everywhere.
Absolutely. For a school our size to have a full-time trainer is quite a blessing.
Yeah, he patches and tapes and splints and he does it all.
Hey, boys and girls.
Yeah.
All the time, everywhere. There's an event, he's there.
And if you go watch practice, you'll hear him coach a little. I mean, he's out there coaching.
Didn't know that.
And he's addressed as Coach Mark. But he's attending to Sanchez, who is still out on the field, both teams on a knee. Sanchez is our deep kicker. He is also our field goal kicker. And He is being helped up. Looks kind of queasy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he may be a little addled. He's not walking real steady there, so...
He is being helped off the field, but...
We used to have a sideline mic, and we could have found out what was wrong with him.
We sure did.
One time.
Back to play now. Ball between the hash marks. It is second down and 14 for the Yeoman. Brandon Wilkins wide to the right. The slot receiver to the right is Aaron Sims. And we've got Jordan Wells and Corey Smith wide to the left. And Nickerson will hand off. No, it's the reverse to Sims. He turns the corner, but there's traffic, and he's driven out of bounds.
Everybody,
at the line of scrimmage.
Everybody in the stands was hollering.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know it, everybody knew what was coming. As soon as 14 starts around there, they just go flying.
I'm telling you, they're setting up that reverse pass.
Well,
it's coming.
Even if Nickerson didn't give it to him and just came all around here, he'd be by himself. Nobody going to believe that.
Trips come to the near side. That is Sims, Wells, and Wilkins. And it's Corey Smith wide to the left. Trayon Smith in the backfield with Nickerson. On a third down and 13 for the Yeoman. They need midfield to keep this drive alive. There's offsides. This could be a free play for the Yeoman. Deep pass downfield being held. No flag. Where is the flag?
I don't know, but he was being held.
Goodness gracious. That was Corey Smith who was being held literally by two defenders. No flag, but there was a flag at the line of scrimmage, probably for encroachment, and the Yeoman will get a replay of this down.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Cannot believe there wasn't a flag.
Well, that's pretty much how you have to defend number 14 and number 18. If you let them get them, if you let them get even with you, you better start holding or something.
That's right.
Grab a jersey. After five is marked off, it is third down and eight now for the Yeoman from the 42. Again, they need midfield to keep this drive going. Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the far hash mark now as the Yeoman move left to right here in the third. Nickerson dropping straight back two steps, sets up, now flushed, and steps into the pocket. Can't get loose from an ankle tackle, and he is sacked at the 38.
Well, Coach talked about them bringing linebackers at least two every time, and that time they got through and got Nickerson before he even get set up really to throw the football.
From Corby Simpkins, who is covering the Troy Trojans. Let's see. Troy was tied up at the half. After being down 14-7, tied it up at 14, and now have moved ahead of Hillsborough 21-14 in the third quarter. We have a timeout.
We do.
Lexington has called a timeout, their first of the second half. It is fourth down and 10 for the Yeoman. When we come back, 28-13, the Yeoman lead it. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice, turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rockin' R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rockin' R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rockin' R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rockin' R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
All right, we are back as the punting unit is on for the Yeoman. Smitherman back to punt, and back to receive the punt, I believe, is Ryan Garrison on a 4th and 10 from the Yo 40. Here's the snap. It's a good one, and Smitherman gets the punt off. It's a knuckler end over end that's going to hit and take a good Yeoman roll all the way down to the 20-yard line, and that's where the Yeoman will pin back the Eagles after a 40-yard punt by Jacob Smitherman.
Anytime you put one safety back, if a punter is worth anything at all, he's not going to touch that football. He's got 55 yards for that one guy to try to cover, and a punter can kick the ball away from him all day long.
So with 9:41 left here in the third quarter, the Eagles will have their first shot at it in the second half. And they are 80 yards away from their own 20-yard line.
Let's see what kind of adjustment we made on defense to stop number 10.
Nick Dillon, number 10, the quarterback. And he will line up with Cooper to his left in the backfield. They'll send trips wide to the right and one man all the way to the near sideline. And now a man in motion, that is Pyman. And Dillon wants to throw to the near side to Pyman. And there's the catch and immediately dropped by John Washington after about a 3-yard reception and no yards after the catch.
Five on the tackle, John Washington for Cameron.
Second down and 7 now for the Eagles from their own 23-yard line.
3 yards on that pass completion brings up second down.
To the near side is Andrew Lane and Jacob Moe. That is Pyman and one other wide to the right as Dillon will quick pass right side, and that's Pyman on the catch. And he is going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage, maybe dives for an extra yard. Jacob Smitherman on the tackle then.
Pyman again on the reception.
A little bit of difference between this week and last week. Last week that play was going for touchdowns. This week, good tackling.
Third down and 5, a long 5 for the Eagles. From the 25-yard line, or just inside the 25, the Eagles will send twins to the near side, one man wide to the right, two backs in the backfield, and Dillon will keep it around the right side, and he dives across the 30 on a handoff that just brought the defensive end inside.
What a surprise. I mean, that play has been going all night long, and whoever's responsible for the quarterback has not been there. And he just keeps running and running and running.
It's a disciplined play because it really looks like Dillon is going to hand the ball off to the tailback. But he puts it in and pulls it out, and he's already suckered the defensive end inside. And here's a handoff to the tailback. He barely gets back to the line of scrimmage. As
78.
Yeah. Jesse Valdez and number 66. I don't have 66 on my roster. Also in on the tackle. Second down and 9 after the 1-yard pickup. Again, twins go wide to the right side. That is Pyman and number 9, Ryan Garrison. One man to the near side. Hand off, no. Dillon will keep it around the right side this time. And then he decides to pass it after running all the way to the near sideline. Now, were there not linemen downfield then? Pyman on the receiving end of that up at the 43-yard line.
There were, and that's what Coach Rhodes is screaming at him about. There were offensive linemen down the field.
Well, they mark him out of bounds at the 41-yard line. So it's going to be third down and 4, a short reception there of about 6 yards or 5 yards. Cooper in the backfield with Dillon on a third down and 4 for the Eagles. And Dillon will keep it this time. He's hit in the backfield and dropped.
Line
loss there as Alex Ibarra blitzes in and makes the contact and holds on behind the line of scrimmage. Back at the 40, it's fourth down and 5.
I think the Yeomen are seeing more tight end than they've seen before. I noticed that in the second quarter, that sometimes they'll come out with trips and doubles, but sometimes they'll come out with a tight end and run to that side trying to outnumber the Cameron Yeoman. Didn't work that time.
So back to do the punting chores. I believe that is Ryan Garrison, and Aaron Sims is back to receive the punt. And here's the snap, and the rugby-style punt is blocked. It is partially blocked. It's picked up in the air. Going the other way for a touchdown is Darryl Flores. Touchdown, Yeoman.
That's what we talked about earlier. You start running off to the right side without your guys up front, and there's too many white shirts.
Darryl Flores in the right place at the right time. Picks up the blocked punt in the air on a dead run. Never had to break stride. And he scored.
DeAndre Adams is getting credit for the block.
DeAndre Adams makes the block. And the Yeomen are on the board again, 34-13. Here is the extra point. And I believe That is Sanchez. It is. He's back out there. Good to see him back out there. The extra point is good. And with 6:05 left in the third quarter, Christopher Perez wins the gas card on a special teams touchdown. The Yeomen go up 35-13. We're back to Lexington in a moment.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
Welcome back. Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The defense allowed a first down, but then stiffened up and forced a punting situation as DeAndre Adams broke through the line and blocked the punt. It went, 15, 20 feet up in the air, and Darryl Flores was on a dead run the other way, never had to break stride as he caught the ball and was off to the races for a defensive or special teams touchdown for the Yeomen. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. A special teams touchdown. Those are nice. Those are kind of icing on the cake.
Yeah, they are.
And let's see. We are teeing it up as Jaleel Pope will boot it away. And it will be fielded at about the 23-yard line, up across the 30 to the sidelines, and finally hit and driven out of bounds by John Washington was Berto Lara, a good return for the Eagles.
Well, everybody who kicks off for us kicks the ball low and hard, and so it goes right down about the 20-yard line. They catch it on the dead run coming back. So
no hang time and good momentum coming this way.
Yeah, and our cover team doesn't have a chance to get down the field. Last year they were down the field inside about the 30-yard line before anybody caught the ball. Not this year.
35-13 our score. 5:59 left in the third quarter and a pistol formation as Nick Dillon will send his tailback in motion and throw a pass out to him. It is caught, but he is hit. There's a fumble, a strip of the ball, and the Yeomen have recovered at the 45-yard line.
I mean, they just stripped that ball right out of his hands.
You could see the arms flying as the Yeomen held him up and were stripping it. Don't know who's going to get credit for the strip.
I believe it's number two.
He stripped it or recovered it?
Stripped it.
That was Jaylon Bryant, but the Yeomen have recovered. Not sure who fell on it, but it's first and 10 for the Yeomen at the Lexington 45-yard line. Jesse Valdez recovers the fumble at the Lexington 45. And Twins go to both sides for the Yeomen. And a long pass down the middle for Aaron Sims. He's got it, but couldn't stay on his feet. He had to make a diving effort to catch it down inside the 20 at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, he led him a little bit too much, and he had to go up and make that catch. But once again, he was open.
29 yards on that catch by Sims. And inside the Millers Discount Center red zone at the 16, the Yeomen set up shop first and 10. Trips wide to the left. And Brandon Wilkins alone wide to the right. And the handoff is to Smith. He is up across the 15 down to the 13-yard line. Gain of about 3 for the Yeomen.
Once again, that play is designed to go left, but when that stunt comes, a hole opens up on the right-hand side, and Trayon Smith has got the eyes to see it.
Second down and 7 for the Yeomen. Trips go wide to the left. One man wide to the right is Wilkins. Line of scrimmage, the Lexington 18-yard line. Nickerson, quick pass over the middle. It is caught by Sims. Reverses inside the five, down inside the one, and touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, if they're going to try to cover you deep, he just went down about 7 yards, turned around, made the catch, and then just used his athletic ability to get in the end zone.
And the Yeoman go up 41-13 on the 18-yard Aaron Sims catch and run, and the extra point by Jaleel Pope coming up. As Washington will hold. And the kick is blocked. Well, it's a low kick. I think it might have hit. And there's a foot race the other way as it was caught. But John Washington is giving chase and will make the tackle at the Cameron 45-yard line to avoid a two-point conversion the other way. The ball was kicked low. I think it just hit the back of somebody. Went up in the air, and Andrew Lane fielded it on a dead run the other way, but he was run down by John Washington of the Yeoman 45.
That ball never got over about 4 foot high before it hit anybody. Pope's not our usual extra point or field goal kicker, and so he went in and hit it just about like he did those kickoffs, right straight at somebody.
We'll keep it right here this time. It's 41-13, our score, after the Yeoman take advantage of just about every opportunity here in the second half so far.
You bet.
The Yeoman will kick it off. Back deep to receive is Justin Barron. He will stand deep. His up backs are Cooper and I believe that is Garrison. As the officials set everything up, and here we go. Jaleel Pope will kick it off. Yeoman 41-13 with two quick scores here in the third quarter to extend their lead. Here we go. And it's a short kick that's going to be fielded and fallen on and up at the 47-yard line. So I'm not sure if that was intended or not, but it's going to give the Lexington Eagles great field position at the 48-yard line. .439 remaining here in the third quarter.
I can tell you right now that that was not planned.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay.
Was not planned. He just almost missed that football as he kicked it, and it went, got way under it. It just flittered over here, and they made the catch.
Here we go. First and 10 for the Eagles from their own 48-yard line. They will send twins to the near side, the short side of the field, and one man lined up along the Yo sideline. And now Pyman goes in motion to the far side. The handoff up the middle to Cooper, and he's hit and dropped at the 47-yard line for a gain of about 6 yards.
That's the first time he's really been able to carry the ball. He's been doing a lot of blocking, but they finally gave it to him, and he did a pretty good job.
A gain of 6, second down and 4.
6 yards on first down. They have second down and a long 4.
Clock ticking with 4:10 remaining in the third quarter. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening by way of radio or internet, got a lot of internet listeners tonight. Cooper again with the carry, and he is down across the 45, down to the 44-yard line for a couple, and it's going to be third down and 2.
Number 78 made the stop.
Jesse Valdez having a good night defensively for the Yeoman. Third down and 2 from the Yo 44-yard line. Here's where you'd like to see one of those stuffs in the backfield.
I would anticipate number 10 having the football.
Yeah. Nick Dillon, the quarterback. Here we go. Got a man in motion coming to the near side, and he will hand off again to Cooper, and Cooper is stuffed for a loss.
Oh, man.
Great defensive play there. Jesse Valdez leading the charge again for the Yeoman. And a loss of 2. It's fourth down and 4. Make that long 3.
Who is number 11?
Number 11 is Lewis.
Now, he was there, too.
Trey Lewis.
They both were right there to make that stop.
And it's fourth down and a long 3 now. And it looks like from the Yo 46, they're going to go for it here. Under 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Yeoman have stopped fourth down plays a couple of times against the Eagles in the first half. and another opportunity to do so here. And yes, Dillon will keep it, and he is going to turn the corner, and it looks like he might get it. Trey Lewis drug him down, but not before he gets around the left side to the 41 and picks up the first down.
Linebacker on this side is making just a fundamental mistake, and that is instead of coming up into the line of scrimmage, he's just coming towards the sideline, which is giving him room to run. If he would scrape right off that defensive end's rear end and be sitting right there, the quarterback would then have to bounce to the outside and not have a straight shot.
Well, Lexington's doing now what they need to do, and that's keep the ball out of the hands of the Yeoman. Picking up that fourth down, first down on a fourth down play. Here's a quick pass play out to the left side, and it is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Andrew Lane.
The quarterback looked up and saw three defenders out there. He pumped once and then threw the ball almost in the ground. Cameron Yeoman had that well defensed.
Wide to the right is Pyman and Trevor Patsky. Wide to the left for the Eagles.
Number 12 has come in for
Andrew
the Yeoman.
Lane. And a pistol formation for Nick Dillon. And he will hand off to the tailback, who lowers his head but stays on his feet and spins out of one bit of trouble, but right back into another, and he's down at the 39-yard line. A gain of about a yard, and it's third and nine now for the Eagles.
16 and number 60 made that play.
That is DeAndre Adams and Darryl Flores for the Yeoman. And it's third down and nine. Here we go. Pyman wide to the left along with Andrew Lane. And this time it's a handoff to the tailback, and he's stuffed in the backfield for a loss.
The Yeoman had a stunt going, and we filled every gap. We had them outnumbered. They didn't have a prayer on that play.
Jesse Valdez getting up off the bottom of the pile. Berto Lara, the ball carrier, and it is fourth down and 11. And it looks like this time maybe the punting unit coming on for the Eagles.
In punt formation, number 19, W.E. Muth.
W.E. Muth will punt it away to Aaron Sims, who stands back at the 10-yard line. High snap, he hauls it in and gets it off. Mm-hmm. Angled to the far sideline, and it will roll dead at about the 17-yard line.
Away from Sims.
Yeah. So the Yeoman will have it first and 10 from their own 17-yard line with 43 seconds left here in the third quarter and a 41-13 lead over the Eagles. Again, congratulations to Christopher Perez, our latest gas card winner. With that special teams touchdown. Here we go as Nickerson has trips wide to the right, steps back, looks left, throws left, and he's got his man on a knee caught for about a 7-yard gain.
Lexington was not lined up correctly. It's a good thing we didn't run a play to this side because they had a guy lined up inside the tackle and nobody outside except the linebacker standing 5 yards deep.
That was Corey Smith on the receiving end of that for 7 yards. And it's second down and a short three for the Yeoman. Again, trips come to the near side as Smith is alone wide to the left. And that's Trayon Smith with the carry into the secondary. And he's off to the races across midfield. And he is putting distance between, now closing the gap. Breaks the tackle at the 20. He will score. Touchdown, Trayon Smith. There is a flag back at the 30-yard line. That is in the area of either illegal procedure are possibly holding. or possibly offsides. It is going to be holding against the Yeoman.
Oh, my goodness.
So a 74-yard gallop by Treyon Smith will come back.
To the right side, and the flag is thrown way over there on the left side. Okay. That was a heck of a run by Treyon Smith, though, I'm going to tell you.
He was putting distance between the defenders at midfield, but one of them caught up to him at about the 20, but he shook him off like he was nothing.
Well, he's a little heavier this year than he was last year. Last year, they would not have caught up with him. This year, they caught up with him, but he just got rid of him.
So we'll see where the penalty is marked off from and to where.
Well, Treyon's going to have a talk with somebody who's a wide receiver on that side over there, because that's the only place that holding penalty could have been.
And they've marked it back to the 24, so it occurred at the 34, and it's second down and four now for the Yeoman. Take away a 74-yard run by Treyon Smith. And it's second down and four. Treyon, I'm sure, is on the sidelines getting some oxygen. And I believe we have Tyreek Johnson in at tailback for the Yeoman. Second down and four from the 24-yard line after the penalties marked off. It's Wilkins and Sims wide to the right, Twins to the left as well. And Nickerson throws low and incomplete, intended for Jordan Wells.
Yep, just threw that one at his feet.
That will do it for our 10-4 Logistics third quarter. Our third quarter has been brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Support Cameron Yeoman football and the youth of Milam County in academics and athletics. We go to the fourth. The Yeoman with a commanding lead. It's 41-13. This is Cameron Yeoman football on the ranch.
It's your home away from home. The budget host in and suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at budget host in and suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway, book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the budget host in and suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget host. Cameron.com.
When I think of great high school football,
we are about to get underway here in the fourth quarter. Our fourth quarter tonight is brought to you by the O Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Become a member. Join the Booster Club. Meetings Mondays at 7 at the Yohai Fieldhouse. And we'll swoop ends of the field as the Yeoman will have it third down and four from the 24, as they will move from our right to left, or if you're a Yo fan in the stands, they are moving from your left to right. And that is away from the clock end zone. Twins go to both sides as Nickerson will take the snap, dropping straight back, looking left, throws left, and he's got a man caught. Jordan Wells out of bounds up at the 45-yard line.
Beautiful pass and a good job. They brought linebackers that time. Offensive line, everybody picked them up.
I think that's a 21-yard catch by Jordan Wells. And it's first and 10, another Anderle Lumber Company first down for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left is Corey Smith. And Nickerson getting the play from the sideline, possibly working the play clock a little bit. Now he'll take the snap, looking right, throws one incomplete, a little out of the reach of Aaron Sims, and it's second and 10.
He doesn't want to throw it there. He was leading him towards the line of scrimmage, and that safety was coming in on him. That's not good. Not good at all. If I'm a receiver, I might think twice about catching that pass, too.
It is second and 10 after the incomplete pass, as the Yeoman will send trips to the wide side of the field, and Corey Smith is wide to the near side. Treyon Smith back in the backfield for the Yeoman. A 74-yard touchdown run called back in this drive, and he'll get the call again. Up the middle, breaking a tackle, across the 40, and down to the 37-yard line. Treyon Smith
grabbed his jersey.
Now, mark him down at the 37. Looks like he kind of got buckled under on his knee, and he's a little bit frustrated with the tackle as well, but looks like he's going to be all right.
Yeah, anytime you get grabbed by the jersey and pulled down like that, you're lucky you don't get hurt.
17-yard run by Smith. And we're back in business at the 37-yard line. First and 10, another Anderle Lumber Company first down. Nickerson looking deep down the left sideline for Corey Smith. Corey blocked, and flags come flying everywhere.
That was a classic example of I'm just going to run over you.
I think he was literally tackled by Andrew Lane down around the 5-yard line, and flags come flying.
You're going to see that all night. Every time we take off and go deep, you're going to see a 15-yard penalty coming. They just cannot stay with those two, well, with three of our speedsters.
And Corey is up gingerly and was wanting to get a sub in for him, but didn't get the attention of the bench, I guess.
Oh, he's just upset because he wanted a touchdown. And now what are they trying to figure out where to mark it from?
I'm not sure. Line of scrimmage was the 37. They're going to mark off 15 yards.
PA announcer,
I think we got a birdie here.
Trying to help the referee. Tell him.
They marked it all the way down to the 20. From the 37, they go to the 20.
And you figured
that one out. And he called it a bad math. The PA announcer. But it's first and 10 from inside the red zone at the 20-yard line. Trips go wide right. Nickerson will hand off to Smith up the middle, breaks a tackle, spins a 360, and dives to the 10-yard line.
That play, I'm telling you, Smith is pretty sharp. It's designed to come this way because the tackle even turns and comes this way, but everybody's flowing with them, and he just cuts it right back to the right where there's not anybody.
It is second down and one from the 11.
He's pretty smart. Run where they aren't, not where they're going.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Ball is between the hash marks, and Lexington calls a timeout. The Yeoman are on the move again, and they lead it 41-13. We're back in a moment. 10:58 left in the fourth quarter. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
And we are back as the Cameron Yeoman face a second down and one from the 11-yard line of the Lexington Eagles. A drive that started back at the Yeoman 17-yard line. And this will be the eighth play coming up. We've had a 21-yard catch by Jordan Wells and a 17-yard run by Trayon Smith as part of the big plays in this drive. Twins go to both sides. It's Trayon Smith in the backfield with Nickerson on a second and one from the 11. Long snap count. Nickerson drops back, sets up. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, and he is sacked back at the 18-yard line. A 7-yard loss on the sack, and it's third and long now for the Yeoman.
Well, they brought all those linebackers again. You live by the blitz, you're going to die by the blitz. They brought all those line. They had more people than we had blockers, and they got to Nickerson. Nickerson will learn. He's young as a quarterback. He will learn to get rid of that football. Throw that thing away. Don't take that 7-yard loss.
Third down, and we'll call it eight now for the Yeoman. From back at the 18-yard line. I think they marked it at the 17, so it's third and seven. And here's the draw play to Smith. He's trying to break a tackle, and he went down on a knee in his scramble effort at the 17 at the line of scrimmage.
Well, once again, they brought the linebackers, and somebody was able to reach out and get hold of his jersey and slow him down enough to make the tackle.
It's fourth down and eight. He lost a yard on that carry. And the Yeoman will line up with...
Got all the speed on this side.
Smith and Sims wide to the left. That's Corey Smith and Sims wide to the left. Twins wide to the right. On a fourth down and eight, blitz showing. Nickerson back, sets up, throws across the middle, and there was no chance of catching that one. Intended receiver was Vincent Vargas.
And he was wide open, but he just threw the ball way ahead of him.
And a 10-play drive stalls at the 18-yard line of the Eagles. They'll take over on downs.
Well, in two games, that's the first time that I've seen Nickerson completely off the mark on one of his passes. He was anticipating him breaking further inside and just let him way too much.
So the defense back out on the field. Other than a couple of up-the-middle break-open runs by Nick Dillon, the defense has played very well tonight.
That's correct.
And they will send Twins to the right side as Dillon will take a low snap and hand off to Cooper, who is blitzed and blasted in the backfield, but those big legs gets him back to the line of scrimmage and then a yard.
He is strong, I'll tell you that. He's strong if he broke through that.
A gain of a yard, and it's second down and nine for the Eagles. And the Eagles send Twins to the near side and one man wide to the left. Dillon will take the snap and roll to his left, and he scrambles up across the 20 to the 21. A short gain. And it is third and long for the Eagles.
Well, the linebacker, we sent a linebacker that time, and it messed up everything in their backfield.
Third down, and we'll call it seven. It's a long seven from about the 22-yard line. Clock ticking, 8:25 remaining in the ball game. 41-13, the Yeomen lead it. They've added two scores in the third quarter. And here's the snap. There was movement and flags, and this one will go against the Eagles. Our fourth quarter tonight is brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Remember, meeting Mondays at 7 at the Ojai Fieldhouse. You can watch video highlights of tonight's game on Monday. Join the Booster Club. Become a member. You can just show up at the meeting, and they'll do the rest. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left. It is third down and 12. Dillon wants to pass, looking down the near sideline. He's got a man wide open. It is caught, and a face mask comes in after the tackle, and that'll tack on 15 more, and the Eagles will keep this drive moving. Yeah, that was... You know, sometimes that face mask just gets in the way.
Yep, sometimes.
And, you know, you're grasping for anything you can to hold on to the runner, and sometimes, unintentionally, it is the face mask. But that was a flagrant one. And it's going to move the ball 15 yards from the point of the foul after the tackle up to the 41-yard line. And that's where the Eagles will have it first and 10. That is Patsky, Barron, and Pyman wide to the left. One man wide to the right as the Eagles move left to right here in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from their own 41. And handoff, a fumble in the backfield. The Yeoman have picked it up, still scrambling for it, and now picked it up and will be tackled inside the 25 down to the 21-yard line. Picking up the missed handoff for the Yeoman was Alex Ibarra, who rumbled back the other way about 15 yards, and there are a couple of flags as well that we will have to sort out. Ibarra with the fumble recovery. He picked it up once to try to run with it and fumbled it back down, but on his second effort, he got a handle on it. Carried it back to the 21-yard line, and now we're sorting out the two penalty flags that are on the turf. And here we go, the head ref coming over. And it's going to be unsportsmanlike against the Yeoman and the Eagles, offsetting penalties, and it's Cameron's ball at the 21-yard line.
Unsportsmanlike conduct goes both ways. It's like it didn't happen.
So the Yeoman will have it first and 10 now at the Eagle 21-yard line after the turnover.
So Cameron will have a ball first and 10. Let's see where they wonder. About the 21-yard line.
7:50 left in the ball game. 41-13, the Yeoman lead it, looking to add to that score here. Sakori Smith alone wide to the left side. Trips out wide to the right from the 21-yard line. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith, who breaks a tackle at the line and spins down to the 20, almost the 20.
Well, they're just bringing all their linebackers now. Every time we look towards Trayon, they're all coming, and so he's having a lot of trouble finding an opening. But if he does, it's going to be six because they're gambling.
Second down and 8 after a short 2 on that carry. And the Yeoman send Sakori Smith wide to the left. It's Aaron Sims, Jordan Wells, and Brandon Wilkins wide to the right. And now the Yeoman want a timeout. We'll take a break with them when we come back. 7:04 to play, 41-13 Yeoman. They'll have it second and 8 from just outside the Lexington 20. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
It won't be long, and leaf season will be here. Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron knows you need new yard tools. And during September, while supplies last, you can get a great tool to make that job easy. It's an Ace Pauley leaf rake for just $8.99. With a 24-inch head with 26 tines, you'll cut down on rake time. Make it easy on yourself. Get your Ace Pauley leaf rake now at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
And we are back here in Lexington. So Ellison leading Rudder at the end of three quarters, and that would end the state's longest current losing streak if Ellison could go on and win that ball game.
Those Ellison Eagles will be glad to get rid of that streak.
Won't they? Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Second down and 8 from just outside the 20. And Trayon Smith with the handoff. He will lose yardage as he had nowhere to go.
No place to go.
Back to the 23-yard line.
It was as though none of our front five touched anybody because all the green shirts just converged on him, and down he went.
A loss of 5, and it's a loss of 4, and it's third down and 12 now for the Yeoman. Sakori Smith wide to the left. Sims, Washington, and Wilkins wide to the right. Or that's Wells, I believe, not Washington. And a quick pass right side to Sims. He's got it. And he is headed to the sideline inside the 20, the 15, the 10. And lowers his head on a collision inside the 5. And he is down at the 2-yard line. Maybe the 5-yard line.
That speed kind of helps, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Speed kills. Sims on the little flare pass out to the right side, turns on the afterburners, and is run out of bounds at the 5-yard line for a 19-yard catch and run. And it's first and goal inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone at the 5. And the handoff is to Tyreek right up the middle. Breaks the tackle. He's in. Touchdown, Yeoman. No, maybe not. Knee down. No touchdown. He puts a knee down apparently at the 1 yard line. Tyreek Johnson on a good strong effort up the middle, but can't get in. Well, it looked like he was in from here, but you know, who are we to say?
That's correct. We're on top of the press box.
So second and goal for the Yeoman from the 1 yard line. And it's Trayon Smith back in, and he will get the ball, and he will lower his head, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
No, that was number three.
Was it?
Yeah, number three carried it.
Well, it sure was. Tyreek Johnson gets his, I think that's his first touchdown of the season.
I believe it is.
One-yard TD run by Tyreek Johnson. Caps a five-play, 21-yard drive. It's hard to get five plays in 21 yards, isn't it?
Most of the time, it is.
A flag on the play for illegal or delay of game against the
illegal substitution.
No, illegal substitution, yeah. On the extra point, so they'll back it up five. And Jaleel Pope will have a little longer extra point to attempt.
If he doesn't get it up any higher than he did that last one, somebody's going to get it in the back end.
Be a 27-yard extra point by Jaleel Pope, who kicks from straight on. And the snap is fumbled, and John Washington will catch the snap, pick it up, and run toward the near sideline, and he is gang-tackled out of bounds. So that was flubbed up, and the extra point fails, but the Yeoman go up 47-13 on the 1 yard run by Tyreek Johnson, and that caps a five play, 21-yard drive by the Yeoman. Big play in that drive was a 19-yard catch by Aaron Sims. There's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. The Yeoman are up 47-13 with 5:37 left in the game. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
At Standards Home Health, they believe that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals. Call the professionals at Standards Home Health to find out more about home health services. You have a choice when it comes to choosing a home health provider. Choose the provider that has raised the standards in home health care across the state of Texas. Standards Home Health and Hospice. 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
All right, we are back here on our Standards Lifecycle Solutions. No, that's the most valuable player that we're going to do with Standards Lifecycle Solutions.
Yes.
Be thinking about that.
I am.
We are in the 10-4 Logistics fourth quarter where the Cameron Yeoman, I'm sorry, the Yo Booster Club fourth quarter, where the Cameron Yeoman lead at 47-13 with 5:37 remaining here in the ball game. We have an update for you over, I think that's in, as a matter of, it's in Taylor. Where that ball game is tied up, we understand, with 5 minutes to play. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded about the 20, and that is Cooper who runs it back up to the 34 and out of bounds. And Lexington will have it first and 10 from their own 35-yard line.
So Lexington will have it by first and 10.
47-13, our score. Don't forget about Friday night finals coming your way after the game. Brett will get you up to date on all the scores from around Central Texas as you head home from your game tonight.
What kind of indication is it, 5:31 to go, your team has just got the ball and your punter is over here punting into the practice net already and you hadn't even run the play? That's not a good sign.
Maybe not. Rockdale has gone ahead of Taylor with 3:02 left, 24-21. Long pass across the middle, and it was into kind of no man's land. And it is second down and 10 for the Eagles. Let's see, we've got a new personnel in at safety, Johnny Alexander, in for Jacob Smitherman, who may be warming up his arm. Would you throw the ball?
No.
At this point? A good blitz by Ryan Cullen makes the tackle on Dillon for no gain, and it's second, third down and 10 now for the Eagles. So you wouldn't let your backup quarterback throw any here?
If we had to.
Well, we, oh, you mean on third and long or something?
Yeah, yeah, oh. We had to, but, you know.
Under 5 minutes to play, third down and 10 for the Eagles. They'll send twin receivers to both sides. And one back in the backfield with Nick Dillon, who takes the snap, dropping straight back, sets up, now flushed out and sacked. And coming in to make the sack for the Yeoman was Jorge Martinez.
He's pretty quick from that outside linebacker.
Absolutely. And Jesse Valdez also there. And it's a loss of five. And it's fourth down and 15, the punting unit coming on for the Eagles.
Not Lexington's strong suit, having to throw the football.
Line of scrimmage, the 30. Aaron Sims will stand back at about his own 35 to receive the punt from W.E. Muth. And here's the snap. The punt is a low end over end. It's going to roll out of bounds. At about the 35, maybe the 34, they're going to mark it down at the 33-yard line.
That's the reason he was warming up, kicking into that net. He knew he was going to get a chance.
So 3:57 left in the fourth quarter. And the Yeoman with a 47-13 lead would probably just right here like to, you know, turn the clock out.
Well, you could throw... They're giving us a lot of the short passes because they're so worried about us getting deep. So you could throw some short passes just to give your quarterback a chance to throw the football. But you still ought to be able to run it.
So Jacob Smitherman in at quarterback now. Reed Nickerson, we will give you his numbers as he is done for the night. What another night for Reed Nickerson, Cameron's starting quarterback. And that is Tyreek Johnson at tailback, and he will get the handoff from Smitherman up across the 35 to the 38-yard line. Good tough run of about 5 yards for Johnson.
Difference between he and Smith. Smith's going to run over you. Johnson is awfully quick.
He's going to run around you.
He's quick.
Second down and 5 after the 5-yard run by Johnson. Sakori Smith wide to the left side. Trips go wide to the right. And Johnson to the left of Smitherman in the backfield. And here's the snap. And another handoff to Johnson. Cuts up field. And good, tough running. All the way up to the 45, a 6-yard run by Johnson.
Here comes the flag.
First and 10. Anderley Lumber Company first and 10. And there is a flag.
All the way from the back judge. 20 yards deep.
Well, Johnson was, they're going to call holding. I don't see how Johnson was leading the pack there and dragging Lexington players with him. But the refs saw something that they didn't like, and it's going to erase the good, tough run by Johnson. They're going to mark it from the point of the foul, which is going to be the 45. So it'll mark it back to the 35. We'll replay the down. It'll be second down and 9 for the Yeoman. Second down and 9 from the 36-yard line. Trips come to the near side, one man wide to the right. Jacob Smitherman in for Reed Nickerson at quarterback. He'll take the snap, and he will hand off to Tyreek Johnson again on a kind of a delayed handoff, and they close the gap quickly.
Well, Tyreek was trying to do the same thing that Trayon did, and he just didn't quite get the blocking. Start that play to the right and then come back to the left side, but somebody forgot to get a couple of linebackers, so he didn't have a chance.
So it's going to be third down and a long 6 for the Yeoman, as they'll send trips to the wide side of the field, and Corey Smith wide to the left. 2.5 minutes remaining in the game. A first down here would pretty much keep the ball in Yeoman hands the rest of the night and move one in the line. as one of the linemen started backing up before the snap.
As it's a backup lineman in, and he not one of the regulars, and he got antsy and backed up too early.
So instead of third and six, it's going to be third and 11 for the Yeoman. Yeoman leading it 47 to 13. Troy wins 35 to 21, according to our guy over there, Corby Simpkins. Here we go, twins to both sides. Jacob Smitherman on a third down and 11. Take the snap. Wants to throw. Draw play to Tyreek Johnson, and he is smothered in the backfield.
No, no, no. That's a young line that's in there, and they brought six guys. Never had a prayer. I don't think we blocked any of them. Tyreek looked like he was a magnet. He drew all those green shirts.
So punting situation, as now Jacob Smitherman will punt it away to the Lexington Eagles. We are ticking down a 1:35 left in the game.
Missing somebody out there on the team.
And here we go. Trey Lewis sprints in, sets up left side. Don't think he was set, but punt is off. And it's going to hit at the 46 and roll down inside the 40 to the 40, the 37-yard line.
A
34-yard punt. And Eagles will have it now, first and 10 going the other way with a minute 14 remaining. Again, our fourth quarter has been brought to you tonight by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Become a member and join the Booster Club, meeting Mondays at 7 at the field house. Lexington will send twin receivers to the left, one to the right. And a pistol formation for Dillon, who will keep it around the left side. And he is a great open field tackle on him. Not sure who that was. I think that was Aaron Henderson who made the tackle after a yard gain. And it'll be second down and 9 now for the Eagles. And they're just in no hurry to do anything here with 45 seconds and ticking.
They want to get it over with.
47 to 13 is our score, and may very well be our final. Dillon will run it, and he is up across the middle, and he is hit and dropped after about a 5-yard gain by Johnny Alexander. And it's third down and 3 now for the Eagles, under 20 seconds to play.
I doubt seriously they'll run a play.
Well, they don't have to. The play clock is at 18 and the game clock at 5, so that's going to do it. The final seconds tick off, and the Cameron Yeoman have gotten one in the win column here tonight, beating the Lexington Eagles 47-13 in Lexington. We're back with our post-game show, a look at stats, possibly an interview with Coach Rick Rhodes, all coming up when we come back. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
Tadayo's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and loveseats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and fireplace extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tadayo's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tadayo's.
your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Get ready to win free gas. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch has teamed up with Rattlers Convenience Store to put free gas in your tank through their Rattlers Touchdown Quarter. Just sign up at Rattlers Convenience Store once per visit. Then listen in to win. The KMIL sports team will draw a name from the registrations at halftime. If the Cameron Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win $30 in free Rattlers fuel. If no touchdown is scored, the gas card rolls over to the following week. Enter once per visit. Must be 16 to win.
You feel it the minute you walk in our doors. You know you're in a friendly place, a place where people know their jobs and enjoy doing them. Everywhere you look, you see people helping people. Good service and a good attitude have a lot to do with each other. You can't have one if you don't have the other. A strong bank is built on strong relationships. Strong relationships are built on good service. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
It's spring, and that means spring cleaning for your house and for your comfort. With a Lennox Home Comfort System from Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning, you can sweep away inconsistent temperatures and wasted energy. And right now, receive up to $1,600 in rebates and federal tax credits on the purchase of a qualifying Lennox Home Comfort System. Call them today at 254-697-4252 and start enjoying a more comfortable home every day of the year. License number TACLB-009432E.
Lexington as the Cameron Yeoman by the score of 47-13, and we have some final stats from our statistician Chandler Barr. Your own, bud.
Okay, here are the stats for tonight's game between the Cameron Yeoman and the Lexington Eagles. The Yeoman had 11 first downs, and Reed Nickerson completed 15 out of 19 passes for 200 passing yards and two touchdowns. The Yeoman had 168 rushing yards for a total of 368 yards. The leading rusher for the Yeoman was Trayon Smith with 188 rushing yards and two touchdowns. The leading receiver for the Yeoman was Aaron Sims with 113 receiving yards and one touchdown. The Yeoman had six penalties for a total of 65 yards and no fumbles. Lexington made eight first downs, and they completed 9 out of 13 passes with one interception for a total of 56 passing yards. Lexington had 137 rushing yards for a total of 193 yards. The leading rusher for Lexington was the quarterback, Nick Dillon, with 127 rushing yards and two touchdowns. The leading receiver for Lexington was Grant Pyman with 34 receiving yards. Lexington had six penalties for a total of 40 yards, and they had two fumbles.
All right, there's your final stats for the night. Thank you, Chandler Barton, for those stats. Again, Nick Dillon, really the offense for this Lexington team. He scored both touchdowns on big, long gallops up the middle. But other than that, Coach, the Yo defense held Lexington in check the rest of the night.
Well, they really did. They had a few breakdowns on the outside, just like they did last week. But later in the fourth quarter, they started. They found the corrections and were able to keep the quarterback inside. But other than that, they played very good. Of course, you know, when you have a team that cannot throw the football, it's nice to be able to stop that run. And But they played much better defense than they did last week.
Well, we're going to get a talk with Coach Rhodes here in just a moment. I think possibly the paper has him right now, but we'll wait our turn on that. The Cameron Yeoman victorious here, 47-13. Again, two big bursts up the middle by Nick Dillon, who is a very explosive athlete for the Lexington Eagles. And the Yo offense, you know, they sputtered at times, Coach. Our special team sputtered at times, but It's going to be a learning process every time we take the field.
Well, the offensive line just going to have to get to be a little more consistent, and Coach Rhodes knows that, because when they bring six folks like that, if you can just pick them up, you can break through that thing, or if you give your quarterback just a little time to throw that ball. But for the most part, you know, when you live by the blitz, you're going to die by the blitz. And they brought it. And when it was good, it stopped us. When they didn't, we scored.
Again, congratulations to Christopher Perez, our gas card winner, on that special teams touchdown, where I think that was Darryl Flores who made the touchdown. It was blocked by, help me out here,
number 60. 60.
Yeah, DeAndre Adams made the block, and Darryl Flores made the catch and run. And a special teams touchdown awards the $30 gas card to Christopher Perez. I think we've got Coach Rhodes down on the field. Coach, congratulations. A good win for you.
I appreciate it, Joe. It feels a lot better this week than last.
Coach, tell me, you're coming away from this with a win, but give me, number one, the things that you liked that you saw tonight, and then some things that you didn't like.
Well, obviously, we had some breakdowns on the kickoff return. You know, giving up those two balls that we gave up when they kicked off to us, that was, you know, that could have been a huge part of the ball game. I thought that we executed better on offense tonight. I thought we, you know, executed better on defense tonight. Obviously, you know, we didn't give up the big plays. We gave up two, but we didn't give up the ones that we gave up last week. So we're getting better. We're not there yet, but we're getting better. And that's, you know, as a coach, that's encouraging.
Yeah, each week you go out, you learn something. Coach, any injuries? Are we healthy?
Yeah, I think we're healthy. You know, we Eric Sanchez got the breath knocked out of him, and, you know, little things like that. But other than that, you know, everybody's healthy. Everybody's
right.
Healthy.
Great. Coach, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. Coach Rhodes there, and it's we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back with highlights of tonight's game. 47-13, our final. The Yeomen win it. Back in a moment.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch. That's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
John Deere 3 E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find a John Deere right for you, or see us online at sioufaltractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Welcome back, and let's step through this game as how it unfolded. The Cameron Yeoman lost the toss, and the Eagles wanted the ball. So that's how it started. Lexington got the ball, but were three and out in their first two possessions of the night. The Yeoman ran about five plays in their first possession before they were forced to punt it. And then in their second possession, they took over at their own 43-yard line. A 26-yard Reed Nickerson run set up a 17-yard Treyon Smith TD run for the first touchdown of the night. Corey Smith wide to the left, trips wide to the right, and this time Smith gets it from the backfield, breaks the tackle into the secondary, and he scores. Yeoman go up 7-0 on that touchdown. Lexington would take the ball back over but would give it up on downs after seven plays. And then the Cameron Yeoman would begin their second scoring drive from the Lexington 44-yard line. It took them seven plays to go the distance, and it was capped by this Reed Nickerson 6-yard TD run. And Nickerson will keep it right up the middle, and he dives and churns, and now they're ruling touchdown, Yeoman. And that is when the Yeoman went up 14-0. And then, Coach, what did you call this little spell in there where the Yeoman kind of
Twilight Zone?
The Twilight Zone that kind of fell back into the Twilight Zone. Nick Dillon, a 41-yard gallop, capped a 62-yard drive in two plays that brought the Eagles to within seven. They kicked a high onside kick that was beautifully executed and recovered And they began another drive at their own 49. Three plays later, Dillon again, this time from 37 yards out, found the end zone. The extra point failed, and the Eagles were within 1 point of the Yeoman. But it was not to last. Actually, the Yeoman would lose the next onside kick, too. But would Lexington would be forced to punt, and the Yeoman would begin their 10-play, 75-yard drive. A Corey Smith 22-yard catch to the 8-yard line set up this Jordan Wells 6-yard TD catch on fourth down. They come to the line of scrimmage, sending twin receivers to both sides. And Nickerson will take the snap. Quick pass right side. It is caught by Jordan Wells. Touchdown, Yeoman. That was a fourth down TD catch that put the Yeoman up 21-13. Lexington would be forced to punt, and the Yeoman would go back to work, this time starting from their own 35-yard line. It only took them three plays to go the distance. One of those, Aaron Sims' 40-yard catch, and then Trayon Smith with a 17-yard TD run to cap the drive. And Nickerson with a draw play to Smith. Smith has a wide-open gut up the middle, and he jogs into the end zone from 17 yards out. And Lexington would get the ball back with a minute 26 left in the first half. And on the final play of the half, John Washington would pick off a lateral pass. Is that how you say that?
Yes.
Okay. For to end the first half. I think he ended the first half against Connolly with an interception as well. The Cameron Yeoman would get the ball first in the second half, but would be forced to punt. And Lexington would take over at their own 20-yard line. But this is when the wheels kind of fell off for Lexington after the fifth play. They were forced to punt. A blocked punt was returned for a Yeoman touchdown. And here's the snap, and the rugby-style punt is blocked. It is partially blocked. It's picked up in the air. Going the other way for a touchdown is Darryl Flores. Touchdown, Yeoman. The Yeoman would go up 35-13 on the special teams touchdown. Lexington would get the ball back, but would immediately fumble the ball back to the Yeoman. Nickerson, quick pass over the middle. It is caught by Sims. All right. We'll move right along. Send his tailback in motion and throw a pass out to him. It is caught, but he is hit. There's a fumble, a strip of the ball, and the Yeoman have recovered at the 45-yard line. Pretty good technique on that strip, Coach, as
yes, sir.
The Cameron Yeoman recovered that fumble at the Lexington 45. A Sims 29-yard catch set up an 18-yard Aaron Sims touchdown catch to go up 41-13. Nickerson, quick pass over the middle. It is caught by Sims, reverses inside the five, down inside the one, and touchdown, Yeoman. The Yeoman are up 41-13. Lexington would be forced to punt. The Yeoman would take over at their own 17-yard line and drove 10 plays all the way inside the red zone before they turned it over on downs. Lexington would take over at their own 18-yard line, but the Yeoman would take back over at the 21 on a fumble recovery by Barra. One man wide to the right as the Eagles move left to right here in the fourth quarter. First and 10 from their own 41. And handoff, a fumble in the backfield. The Yeoman have picked it up, still scrambling for it, and now picked it up and will be tackled inside the 25 down to the 21-yard line. Picking up the missed handoff for the Yeoman was Alex Ibarra. And he takes it to the 21-yard line, and that set up the final touchdown of the night for the Yeoman. Sims' 19-yard catch in this five-play, 21-yard drive that was capped by a Tyreek Johnson 1 yard TD run. That extra point would fail, but that would be all the scoring on the night. 47-13, our final score. We'll be back with more on our post-game show in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on KMIO.
Hey there, it's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it. Stop in at Malaire's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
Welcome back to the postgame show here in Lexington from atop the press box where the Cameron Yeoman won it 47-13 here tonight. And, Coach, we've got to pick our MVP of the night. Tonight's Standards Lifecycle Solutions Most Valuable Player.
Well, I'm going to have trouble picking just one. I think that Aaron Sims with seven receptions for 113 yards and a touchdown. And Treyon Smith, 15 carries, 118 yards, two touchdowns.
And a 74-yarder call back.
74, that is correct.
All right, so Twin Bills on the MVP tonight, Aaron Sims and Treyon Smith, both standouts offensively for the Yeoman. Our Standards Lifecycle Solutions Most Valuable Player. Standards Lifecycle Solutions. The only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards, Lifecycle Solutions, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Now let's set up the play of the game as the Cameron Yeoman defense had stopped the Lexington offense. At the score was 28-13. We were about nine and a half minutes into the third quarter when the defense came up big, the specials team did, on a blocked punt returned for a touchdown by Darryl Flores. And here's the snap, and the rugby-style punt is blocked. It is partially blocked. It's picked up in the air. Going the other way for a touchdown is Darryl Flores. Touchdown, Yeoman. DeAndre Adams gets the credit for blocking that punt. Darryl Flores in the right place at the right time. And with a head of steam going the opposite direction, was able to snag it out of the air and take it in for the score. And that really, Coach, put the distance the Yeoman really needed to get kind of comfortable
this game. You're right.
That put us up 35-13, and the Yeoman coasted to that 47-13 win here tonight. So, Coach, what do you think coming off of this one? We learned something. We got more to learn, and next week's another classroom.
Well, I think we're going to get tested real good next week. We're going to have to be better. We're going to have to play better defense and keep our offense rolling if we're going to be able to go against China Springs. But the amount of improvement that we made from last week to this week is pretty impressive. Some guys have just got to step up and be more consistent. But Reed Nickerson has impressed me again with 15 of 19 for two touchdowns and 200 yards. He keeps that up, and Treyon Smith able to run because Aaron Sims, they had gone to school on him. Oh, I mean, he had 1 yard and two carries, and every time he carried it, they were sitting there waiting for him. But we didn't throw the pass off of it yet either. But as long as you've got Treyon Smith running with that football and you've got Reed Nickerson throwing it like he's throwing it, the offense is going to be okay. He's just going to have to get real consistent on defense.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here. Don't forget Friday Night Finals coming your way immediately following our broadcast. Brett will get you caught up on all the scores from around Central Texas as you head home from your favorite team's game tonight. Let's see. Let's say thanks to our sports team tonight. Let's see. Brett Eberhardt back at the studios. He's doing it all, punching the buttons, putting us on the air, recording the highlights, and now he's going to give you all the scores after we join him for Friday Night Finals. Jerry Bethel on the sideline snapping the camera for KMIL.com. And thanks to Chandler Barton, our sports team statistician, up here atop the press box tonight. And a big thanks to all of our sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Remember, Friday Night Finals coming your way after the broadcast right here on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett Eberhardt will have you all the scores from Central Texas teams in action across the gridiron tonight. This concludes our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman. For Ed Colley, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final from Lexington, it was 47-13. The Yeoman go to 1-1 on the year. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Lexington.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Yo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports production. .1051 The Ranch is KMIL, Cameron, Rockdale, Taylor. It's Football Friday in Texas. KMIL 105.